Thank you for listening to the Hub Show podcast. Brought to you by Venue Media.
Hey, yo, Hub Show.
From the center of the universe and covering Baltimore, New York, D.C., Philly, Pittsburgh, and all points in between. It's the Hub City's own, The Hub Show. And now, here are your hosts, Chris Canfield and Jay Heitsch.
Three, two, one, Hub Show. Jay Heiss, Chris Canfield, Charmin, Chris Said. Yay, yay. And we got a table full, Chris.
Yes, we do.
A little roll call here?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's go down it.
Dustin Gritz.
Here.
Tarek Higgins.
Here.
Rami Venable.
Present.
We're back to Charming again.
Charming. You're here.
Hey, hey.
There's always the one.
You know, full house here,
present.
Man. Last time.
Switch names like we used to do with the substitute teacher.
Yeah, last time.
They all raised their hands.
Last time Tara brought a posse in here, it was out of hand.
10 deep.
No shit. 10 deep with a driver and everything.
That's
man.
An right. Entourage.
Hey, you're getting wanna
give a Want to start out with a shout out to Chris Abels and Tay Boogie and to Tarek and to Wynn Cook. And Richie Lamp, who's with us last week, these guys tore it up at the Moose Lodge in Martinsburg Friday night. I was there. Chris was there. And Chris Abels packed that place like he said he would. And, man, you tore it up. Tore it up.
Yeah.
Great venue, man. I mean, as far as the layout's concerned, I liked it. You know
and we
mean?
Got tore up.
You got tore up. Yeah,
I
yeah.
So. I don't remember half.
Chris always gets tore up.
Doesn't remember, he doesn't even remember your act.
He thinks he had a good time.
He's the party man.
Right? I know. Okay. So let's, Ramik Venable.
Ramik Venable. Yes, sir.
I can edit that. That's the beauty of this whole thing, right? So, hey, man, so what's going on? Tell us the story, what you're about. How old are you, man? You look pretty young.
Oh, I'm 25.
No shit. Jesus Christ.
he said he was gonna be president when he walked in here.
Yeah, I will. I will be president before I die.
What you got? The 45 years.
Hey, that's cool.
Get that worked out.
All we got is time.
Something like that.
That's the first thing you said. You walked in. You said the president is here. I was like, hey, I haven't met you yet.
Become president until you like got gray hair and shit.
Hey, I got gray hairs too.
Right.
You ain't got gray hairs, dude.
Oh, they're there.
You're 25.
Hey, look,
I don't want to see him.
Put the stress.
Put him back on.
Or orange hair. You could have orange hair too.
Jesus, Lord.
Oh, man.
I don't know where to start. We got a lot of talent sitting around this table, man. It's like Thanksgiving over here.
Right.
Jesus.
Right.
So what's the deal? What do you do, man? What's going on with you? I know your name around town here in Hagerstown, Washington County. I see you pop up on Facebook.
Yeah.
You have a purpose. I can tell. What you doing?
I work, first and foremost, with the youth.
Yeah.
I started out with breakdancing and hip-hop for youth, basically.
Are you from around here?
No, I'm from New Jersey originally.
There we go. What part?
New Brunswick.
Okay.
Yep. Came here when I was 11.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't stop getting in trouble. My mom was like, you know, we're not having it.
Yeah.
You know, coming from where I'm from, you only got one or two options.
Right.
You know? Channel Yeah.
And okay. I'm 7 to 18 siblings. So.
Wow. Jesus.
Jesus, wow. Lord. Is Gata your mom? Do you know what I'm talking about, the original Gata?
No.
She's Monique Dupree on the
up there
at the House of Hardcore Wrestling.
Of
yeah, she's got 10 kids and some grandkids, yeah.
She's 20.
I mean, we thought she had it rough, man.
Nah,
you're the youngest of you're youngest of 18?
No, I'm in the middle.
You're in the middle.
Yeah.
18
How's
kids?
It feel? How's it feel to be the 11th child?
I mean, it's the middle child, you know.
But what's but what's the age range?
My oldest brother is 47. My youngest sister is 5.
Same what? Mom?
No.
Same dad.
That,
I feel Same like dad. That'd be impossible.
Dad's working it.
Hey, man, he's keeping the venerable
I'm trying to,
legacy strong.
I see that. Jesus, that guy's a machine.
Was any of them coming out two at a time? No twins?
Unfortunately, no. That's why I think that I might wind up having twins.
Right? That's his theme music,
the odds
man.
Are in your favor.
So,
do you guys all sit down and have dinner?
I mean,
does that happen?
Every once in a blue
You room. Guys should have your own podcast.
Right? Yeah, we should.
Imagine how big that Thanksgiving dinner table needs to be.
Listen, for my 16th birthday,
you need a 20-foot-long table for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Thanksgiving for your 16th birthday. Is your birthday on Thanksgiving?
No, it's November 7th.
Same month, you figure, hey, since we're eating, let's celebrate
now.
I
wonder why we're getting on. Scorpios in the house. Scorpios.
When's your birthday, Terry?
5th.
November 5th?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. My wife's the 4th.
Hey,
oh,
the
see?
5th, the 7th.
Hey, my
greatness, man. You
shout out to my
here.
Cousin Kilo. His birthday is on the 8th.
Wow, line him up. Is he around here?
Oh, yeah, he's in Hagerstown, too.
We got to have a big birthday party over here in November, huh? Man, man. Jeez. Down, man. Tell you what.
Yeah, my dad is on the 15th. You know.
Is your dad around here, too?
Yeah, he lives in Hagerstown.
My God. So how'd you get from New Jersey to Hagerstown, Maryland, man?
So my dad actually came here for the same reasons, you know, just getting his life together.
Okay.
This just wasn't the city, so this is where it came. Sooner or later, I round up finding myself in trouble, like I said, and my mom was like...
Here in Hagerstown?
No, in
up in New Jersey.
And sent me here. I've been here since I was 11, you know, mm-hmm. I've seen a lot.
Okay.
Since you've been here or since...
Since I've been here.
You know? You've seen a lot, so yeah. In the last 14 years.
Yeah,
okay.
So from like...
So you're here in Hagerstown, you're working with the youth.
I don't know.
Are you part of a
particular... I'm from here, and I don't feel like there's a whole lot to see.
Well, I mean, let me ask you, you're here, you're working with the youth through what, any particular organization? And there's plenty of them here.
We
beat this thing to death on this show.
But I mean, I work for...
too many of them.
I work with
Boys and Girls Club. Who do you work with?
Dancing Time Studios. We teach kids how to break dance, hip hop, whatever music genre.
That's awesome.
We can teach it.
So you do that, as does Fresh Academics.
Yeah.
Now there's two of you here.
Yeah, but
Hagerstown's not that big. There's so many different charity organizations, and which is, I mean, it's a good thing on paper, but I swear,
no discredit to anybody.
Pulls your money together and form like one or two main groups. Might be a little more helpful, man.
I mean, that's initially what we try to do, but unfortunately, there's a lot of
politics.
Not even politics. It's just everybody sees everybody as competition.
Jay.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody.
Yep. I think
nobody's
that,
together.
The next event in the square needs to be a dance off, thriller style.
Yeah.
Thriller style dance.
No,
I'm already doing something, man. You can just come along and join me.
Okay. Are you doing it in the middle of the town?
That's where I plan to have a lot of the events because we have local places here. So the first place that I was having. It's a local action arts for Hagerstown. Anybody in the DMV area, I started doing it at the Pizza Pretzel Creation.
I heard about that. Yeah. Is it like an open mic thing, right?
No, because the people, they do pay for their slots, but the money goes strictly to the venue and whoever else is a part of it as far as production-wise.
Gotcha.
I've done it twice over there, and the second time, the first time it was 70 people, and then the second time it reached max capacity. So this time... April 19th at the Courtland Mansion.
Let me ask you something. Yeah, I saw that.
Good
I saw
Friday.
It on Facebook. Yeah, right?
Exactly.
There you go. Well, let me ask you a question. You're 25. You're a young cat. You're out here trying to help the youth.
Right.
You were just a youth.
Right.
What is going on here in Hagerstown? This place is chasing its tail, if you ask me. I'm not from around here. It is what it is. But, I mean, what's going on? Because, I mean, I can't get a I don't know. There's a straight answer to it. But
it's fear and lack of intention. That's what it is.
By who? On what?
By everybody.
Everybody?
You know, everybody. If there's a negative thought in your mind, it was literally put there by somebody who you saw as close to you. So that's why it's there.
Uh-oh. Jesus. Yeah, you're staring at me. I don't like that shit, man. You're scaring me.
But, you know, and intention.
The president's staring at me, man.
And the lack of intention... You know, you can't get anything done if you don't have intention to do it.
Okay.
You know, whether it's good or bad, the intention will carry you to it.
We got a local Gandhi on our
hands. We do.
I'm a violent Gandhi, if you got to ask me.
You're
a violent Gandhi?
Violent Gandhi.
He's ready to take over, man.
What a violent
Gandhi? In the sense of saying a violent Gandhi, I don't mean I'm going out there to terrorize people or anything like that. I mean, I'm going as... I'm protecting myself.
All right. Yeah.
Well,
he didn't want to cast a stone.
Right.
But I'll throw a stone.
I will.
Gonna fuck
I guess I'm a violent Gandhi. Exactly. You a violent Gandhi?
Everybody's a violent Gandhi.
Wow. We just gave a new name to this episode.
And in saying
violent
that,
Gandhi. That's a T-shirt waiting to happen, man.
Oh my God.
Violent Gandhi.
See what kind of
you know. And in saying that,
trademark that shit. Hurry up, Charming.
That comes in as we're trying to as in BAM Nation. That's who I represent.
BAM Nation.
BAM Nation 24/7.
You're BAM.
Yes, sir.
All right.
It's actually an acronym. It stands for By Any Means Necessary and By All Means Necessary.
Getcha.
24/7.
There's the Malcolm X version, and then there's the BDP version. Yeah.
You get it, man.
Yeah.
But literally, BAM Nation is around so we can protect our community. And with saying that does go as far as teaching them self-defense, so they don't have to use weapons.
Right.
Because
the Crips were... that started off as community protection, too. And look what happened there.
Where I'm from, it was all Piru. I don't know about that Crip business.
Hey, well, listen.
The only Crip I know is Nipsey, you know, Snoop,
but,
you know.
Well, can I call you Bam?
Yeah, you call me Bam.
I want to make sure we're... Rami, Venable, vulnerable. You know, I don't want to call you anything. I want to make sure you're comfortable here on the Hub Show. Yeah, but I mean, who is your community? When Hagerstown, Washington County is a big place.
I would like to say Hagerstown because.
But I mean, what? Obviously, in any place, town, there's pockets of different people, different communities, and you know, who's the community you're working with the most? Like,
Literally, is anybody who has the talent.
Okay.
Know, who wants to get unstuck?
Unstuck.
He's working with us.
We're stuck.
We're stuck.
You guys are bringing with me.
We've been stuck. We're gonna get the bam.
We need to be loose.
We need the bam bump.
You need the bam bump. There you go.
The bam bump.
You get the hub rub. Will you give us the bam bump? There you go, man.
Hey, man. Whatever.
It's been a long weekend, hasn't it, Chris?
Oh, man.
You already know already.
It's going to be a long month.
It is, man. It's a crazy month for the Hub Show.
I don't know if it's going to be a long month. I mean, what's the date already? It flew past.
We're halfway through it. Tomorrow's tax day, everybody.
Right.
Yay.
Right.
Celebrate. Drink your beers.
Nah, we're just going to stay in bed.
Yeah, man. That's right. Sleep through it. I actually get on the phone with my tax guy tonight.
Mm.
Talk about the 11th hour. Literally, at 10:30 night, we're supposed to start talking.
Sheesh.
You got questions? Shit, like, dude, I gave this stuff to you a month ago.
Well, it's gonna last, like, that conversation's gonna last about 5 minutes.
No,
he's gonna go, do you mind if I file an extension? And he's gonna go, yeah, sure.
I don't care, you know.
It's over.
Do what you gotta do.
I know. He's gonna be up all night tonight, isn't he? Telling that to everybody, you know?
Yeah. Oh, and don't forget, you owe me like $3,000 or $4,000.
Oh, yeah, I'll get that.
Right.
I'm going to go ahead and file an extension.
What happens
I'll send
you
a bill in the mail.
That's what happens when you have your own business, man.
Yeah.
They want it.
Right.
But, yeah.
As soon as you get a little, everybody takes it.
Well, shit, let's go down line here.
That's true.
Drink your beer, Terry. There you go.
I'm
hey,
good.
Very
you
good.
You know how I do, man. I got to get some in my system, man.
All right. Yeah. Terry.
Yeah.
You tore it up Friday night.
I had fun.
You tear it up,
man.
Every Friday night. You got a monthly gig over there at O'Connell's Irish Pub.
Right.
We were there last time. Good times. You were hosting that one more than anything else.
Right.
You're the host
right.
of it. That's your gig, man.
Yeah.
I like that. How's it going, man?
It's going, man. The problem I'm having right now is trying to figure out why we cannot work together.
Who's we?
It seems like Meek was telling me, we just have this problem where we just trying to do everything by ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We can't unite and work together.
Oh,
and
that's the American way.
But that's the bad way.
Because
there's no growth with that.
Well, I don't know.
Especially we're all trying to do the same thing. I don't know.
If you compare it to, like, say,
the
Mexican lifestyle where, you know, you got like,
people who are really...
I feel walls coming.
They're super family-oriented, right? And they live, like, 10 people to a house, and they live there their whole lives.
And they're
together, and that's a beautiful thing. But they're not accomplishing shit.
Not all of them, though.
Not
all of them are like
that. That sounds redneckish.
Not all of that is like that.
Sounds redneck.
Dude, that's a Sharpsburgan you talking, dude. I swear to God.
Wow.
This is where I start playing the Hub Show in reverse here, man.
Yeah. But, yeah, man, I mean, you know, I've been doing this for about 6 years now, and I'm ready to grow.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I'm ready to grow. I've been trying to grow. But
how
I can't grow when it's like, you know, it's 3-4 of us or 5 of us doing the same thing in the same area, and there's no growth.
You know, I've been saying that to the people around here. We only came into each other's life a year ago.
Exactly.
I don't know nobody. You fed us a lot of talent. Much appreciated.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's what it's about. You get it. I get it.
Right.
I know
but
what
everybody
you're saying.
Don't get it.
I try to tell a lot of other people, hey, come use the Hub Show as your channel.
Platform.
Right.
Exactly.
I mean, it doesn't make sense for everyone to have their own YouTube channel. Everyone has a Facebook page. What are you going to do? But, I mean, if you're going to... Just consolidate the stuff, put a little effort into one. That's kind of what I mean about the charities around here. There's a lot of them doing this, fighting for the charity dollars. Like, everywhere I turn, I'm like, this place is not that big. There should only be like two or three of you groups. And then, you know, things might get a little better.
Yeah, the whole thing about the whole charity thing and, you know, we have so many.
.orgs.
Yeah,
you know, nonprofits everywhere around here, man.
There's always the two sides that nobody ever checks into. You know, you can be, you know, nonprofit, but still be paying yourself.
Yeah.
Right,
you know,
that's true,
and that's
still
what a lot is going
if
on.
You're
that's
big enough.
Right,
yeah, that's why we have like over 70, you know, nonprofits.
Know.
Right,
we're
nonprofit,
but it's not by choice.
Exactly,
right.
you know,
right.
But like we're still not giving back to our community. You know, our ID cards look fire. Mm-hmm. You know, but the, the ID card, state ID,
Maryland license.
They look crazy. Fire. They look great, but
you mean with the Maryland flag with the checkerboard?
Yeah,
thing
you
on
know,
it?
With our faces,
it has double hologram.
Oh yeah, that thing. Yeah. I thought you meant the whole.
Yeah, but you know, our streets look like Maryland crap. Flag. Still, we're still getting flat tires and all this. You know, our schools are still like being questioned as to if it's good enough to teach our students. You know, we got household issues because nobody wants to talk. You know, we can give money everywhere else.
I agree with doing that.
Needed.
I agree with doing that. I mean, I don't want to go into a whole big, you know, diatribe, but we've had a couple of that on the show. You were here last year. You know, you know, we've had those conversations with certain people.
Nobody
around
wants
here
to give without a return on investment.
Something like that. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's it, man.
Yeah, but like that's why I'm doing this now. That's why I'm 25 and doing it. One, I don't have anything, so nobody's going
to
give
you. You got nothing to lose, right?
Right. Exactly that point. I just want to give that love and support. That's all that
I appreciate
needs,
that.
You know?
Yeah.
The love and support's free.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that
is it, though.
As married men,
love and support safe. Let me tell you something.
Floating around on Facebook.
Oh man, that's funny.
They don't cost.
You might not want love and support from everybody.
Hey, nah, you do. You want it from everybody, whether it's negative or positive energy. That's energy that you could be using to turn and convert into your own.
Right.
Listen, yeah, man.
You can't be an energy vampire, man.
Why not? Why not? If somebody's going to give it to you,
you got
to
generate it from yourself.
No. You have that energy already.
That's what I'm talking about.
You're converting whatever somebody else is giving
well,
to
yeah.
you.
Well, yeah. It's always an exchange.
Wow.
Meek for president, you know.
Yeah.
You got my vote, brother. You got my vote.
There we go. Uh-oh.
So one all Celestine prophecy.
What's the deal here in Hagerstown? You got any political aspirations? Or
I mean, I don't really
you're a young
have,
cat,
I don't
but
have
I mean,
political aspirations. You know, just because like politics don't make or break my pockets until I dip into it. You know, politics don't make and break my family until they, you know. Dip
I know
into
that,
it.
But you have you're saying you have some ideas.
You're
very. You sound like you got your heart into it. You know what I mean?
Always.
But
always.
You know, whatever. Anyway.
I got a lot of ideas, bro.
So what do you do music on the music tip? You dance?
I dance. I do break dancing, hip hop, you know.
Now you can't be good at all of it. So what's the special tip?
No, don't say that.
Hang on, Canfield. You gotta dance.
He will show you.
You gotta come to one of my shows. We'll test that theory.
So April 19th, right?
April 19th.
At where?
Courtland Mansion in Hagerstown, Maryland.
What's the address? You don't even know. Just look
it's
it
like
up.
One,
Google it.
No,
Google
that
no,
shit.
No.
Thank you, Charlie.
No, it's 19411.
All right. Courtland Mansion.
Hagerstown, Maryland, 21742.
How's the lineup?
Oh, the lineup is blessed. We got
at least a good 2 hours worth of entertainment going on there. Yeah.
The whole it's from 9 to 1. You know?
Wow.
It's
4 hours of entertainment.
Yeah, we have 16 different acts going up. We Sweet. Have anybody from country to heavy metal to rap to R&B. We have dancers coming to the stage.
Sweet.
This show is for entertainment.
Okay.
For people to get a chance
can
to
can I
be
come
heard.
Up and do the helicopter?
Hey, you do
the
what you need
of
to
the
do.
Puppetry the penis? Maybe read the vagina monologue?
Oh, Lord.
I don't know about
that.
Because like, we're going to have kids in there.
You got to find some new material.
You know, sophomores.
I didn't say puppetry, didn't I?
Maybe you can read Green Eggs and Ham or something, dude.
That counts as a kid's show.
Nah, I don't know because Green Eggs and Ham can be, you know, read by the Migos.
That's why I love Chris, man. He just keeps it 100.
That's it. 101.
Now that's 1,000.
I know, right?
It's all the way up there.
All right. Well, hey, listen, let's go down the line here. Dustin.
Yes,
Mr. Gritz.
How's it going?
You might want to grab the mic. I can't hear a thing you're saying. Hey, you are, man. How's it going, dude?
Hi, my name is
it's been a while.
Gritz, and I'm a narcotic addict.
I have no idea what
Jesus.
I saw your ass.
Oh, my.
Jesus.
Send me your ass. Half of it's a drop below.
Yeah.
I'll know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm good.
Unremembered things.
popping tops.
Oh, he's over here. There we go. All right, man. So, Dustin, you're still on the scene.
I am.
How's it going, man?
It's going well. I got a show. I got a 420 show, but you got to check my Facebook to find where it is.
Yep. Oh, you don't even know
you
either?
Can't remember?
I know.
Exactly.
You can't say
somewhere in D.C.
It's called the hustle, folks. That's what we do.
I think that was the thing last time you were on. You were like, yeah, I got a show in New York. Where's that? I don't know.
In New York.
He's just gonna have to.
He's doing that wrestling show.
Cocaine's one hell of a drug,
right? Hey, tap your mic real quick for me. Do it again. Why am I not getting you? Oh, there you go.
Why are you not getting
there? You are. You're there now.
All right, that's cool. Right. Get him.
I know, right? So, man, it's been a year. How's it been? Is it getting better?
It's getting way better, actually. Just getting... in full custody of both my kids. That's fine.
Oh, there you go.
There we go.
I wasn't even going there, but you brought it up. So, hey.
That's good news.
No, I am.
That's
good news. I'm happy.
Two kids, right?
Got a lawyer. Men.
Two kids?
Two kids.
You came out on top.
I did. She's actually got herself put on supervised visitation at this point, which sucks for the kids.
But yeah, it's true, though. What are you going to do, right?
Yeah.
Snooze, you lose, right?
So,
I see your Facebook post. I don't know if he wants to bring that stuff up on the show.
You're
fine. You let the whole world know, hey. You know?
Hey. I had to. Stuff, because she's got people stalking my Facebook and shit. That was totally directed at her.
Yeah, when it comes to your kids. When it comes to your kids, yeah. You know.
Sometimes you got to get petty.
Right?
You do. When it comes to your kids,
use the Hub Show for all your petty platform needs.
Yes.
We are very back on Tuesday for Petty Tuesdays.
Right.
You just got to keep trying.
Very petty on the
as
website.
Hard as it may yeah. take, as long as it may take.
Thank God. Kevin
got some dirty work you need done? You know, come on the Hub Show.
I was, like, right. I was actually drinking for you that night when I found out.
I was drinking for you.
I was like, damn.
Jeez. If you drink for anything, you drink because it's
listen,
sunny.
Man,
you
your your life is so
bad. I'm just going to drink for you.
Here's a shot for you.
And one for me.
Yeah. I was here too.
But on the comedy tip, is it getting better?
I am.
You booking more
so.
Shows? Yeah. That's what I mean. I know you're good, man. I'm saying you're booking more shows.
No, it's always about improvement.
Hey, look,
each show gets better than the last.
I gotcha.
While we're here, we're gonna get you on my next show soon.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, well, we're gonna have I'm gonna call it
You wanted to help it come up with a name? We're good at that.
No. I'm great at names. We're going to call it
The Hub Show Yayo Tour.
The Violent Gandhi Show.
Violent Gandhi Show. There we go. No, it's going to be the Community of Comedy.
Cool.
Community of Comedy?
Yeah.
The COC?
Bingo.
The COC Music Factory or some shit.
The Cox.
I do a lot of work.
Oh, my God.
I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming.
I wanted to bring you on board with that.
Leave it to Chris,
man.
Dude.
Let's do it, man. Seriously.
We're like hungry. We're trying to get 1 million people within a year.
Exactly. Look, we're going to work together.
So are we.
Real soon. We're working. We're going to work.
We're working it.
1 million's a lot.
Hey.
First year, we're not going to get it, but that's our goal.
Okay.
Yeah. Crazy.
No, I like to set achievable goals.
Nah, man. Look.
I like to
I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to ask you a question.
I'm going to get out the door sometime before 2 p.m.
No, look, I'm going to ask you a question.
Not me.
Wait, when you set your goals, right, because you're banking on failing, right, because that's what I hear.
Yes.
All right, so.
Yeah, I set my goals low, so when I achieve high, I feel proud about myself.
Right. So in saying that, would you rather fail short of $100 or $100 million?
Both of you play your cards right.
Boy, but what if it's only like 1,000 and I won for 100?
That's not what I asked. That look, oh, this geez. Is America. This is America. There's an A and B, and you want to put 1, 2, 3.
But
in
if
there.
I know that you're setting a goal, and a goal is hypothetical. But if you have it in the back of your head that you know what the real point is, you should set your goal as close to what that real point is, so that you can actually achieve it.
How good has that been working for you?
It's been working all right.
All right, look, all right. You could be great.
Oh my God!
Ooh.
Damn, Chris, he's gonna work here.
That's why my name's already on the list.
Damn, shit.
Vote for
it's like fucking therapy over here.
Bam Nation.
And, when I do get out of school, I will be
Dr. Feel.
Bam 2020.
I wish if I could get in there in 2020, I would.
Hear that?
Yeah. Shit. Turn Hagerstown around, I'd be happy for you.
Why not go for 60 minutes if you're setting your goals?
I do go.
Dateline.
It's better than 2020.
The first 48.
I want to build a wall around the White House.
That's a horrible goal to set. First 48.
Keep the government in.
Exactly. On the next episode of Horror.
Fucking Jay Heiss.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He has phone cords gathered up in his junk drawer in his kitchen that have been there since 1982.
What the hell are you talking
next
about?
Next episode of Hoarders.
I'm glad you know that.
I'm a hoarder now? Oh. One box, motherfucker.
Getting ready to say you're in Miles.
Shots fired.
I know, right?
Pick on Miles. He has RCA plugs with rubber bands wrapped around them in a shoebox in his closet on the next episode of Hoarders.
You never know when you're going to need it. I got your back,
fucking
Trey.
Ferret comes jumping out of the box and shit.
We found 6 8 tracks.
Yeah.
On the floorboard of his.
I ain't that old, bitch.
67 Chevelle.
Damn, man.
One of the nails from Jesus' hand.
I storm the bay tracks. Yeah. I'm not that old either. Multiple I storm the bay tracks.
I do too, man. Yeah, man.
Screwed about Jesus Christ.
Oh, I have a funny 8-track story. Back in the mid-80s, man, the Teddy Ruxpin first came out.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
The tapes that were made for Teddy Ruxpin were actually 8-track tapes.
They were.
Right? Yeah, I went home and I grabbed these 8-track tapes we had left over from the 70s sitting in a box in the garage and popped them shits into Teddy Ruxpin and listened to him sing the stylistic or whatever else, man.
It's
he was like,
so bad.
Broke that shit down.
His mouth still moves.
His mouth was trying to keep up with, you know, with the OJs and, you know,
man.
With Kiss and, you know, whatever else we had
awesome.
In there, man.
That's
it's
awesome.
Pretty fucking funny, man.
That's hilarious.
That thing broke. The kid's mom was. It wasn't mine. It was the kid's little brother's. And
I didn't have
the mom
Ruxpin,
wasn't happy.
But I had my buddy.
I know you
my
did.
My buddy.
Did
wow.
you, Chris?
Oh yeah, my God.
We'll do what?
Commercial
with
like
my buddy.
Teddy Ruxpin.
Teddy Ruxpin like, playing the Hub Show.
Yeah.
Having her mouth on the Hub
oh,
Show.
Man,
yeah.
That
would
awesome.
Be that would
go
be
on
good.
eBay. Do you, can you get a Teddy Ruxpin from your pawn shop?
We don't. I've not.
They don't
I
show up at the pawn shop.
Yeah. I got some 8-tracks in the back, though.
Teddy Ruxpin.
Got some 8-tracks.
Jesus Christ. Someone came into your store and wanted to pawn a Teddy Ruxpin. Now,
how much would you get?
You jump on eBay and find out what you can get for it.
Yeah.
Check it out. Lift
that's
it up. See if
do.
It works. Right?
Which
is this authentic?
Gotta, I don't gotta make sure
I know,
it works.
Right?
It's got to go for grip now.
That's right.
Yeah.
Got to go for grip.
This is Barry Ruxpin. This isn't Teddy.
I know. Terry. Terry Ruxpin. That's it, Terry.
Terry.
We need a Terry Ruxpin.
I have a collection of Pee Wee Herman toys. So.
That's
really?
Awesome.
Yeah.
The drawstring
the playhouse, the talking Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah, the house too.
Yeah, man.
Still have it.
The chair
that
the
talked?
Talking chair. Yeah, yeah. Man, I was a huge Pee Wee Herman fan.
You know,
so
not,
I thought he molested the kids. I was like, oh no.
Yeah, I'm saying that.
He was jerking off in public.
No, he was jerking off in a porn theater. No, he was jerking off in
a movie theater.
No, in a porno theater.
Yeah, he was in a porno theater.
That's all he did. He wasn't messing with kids. Not Pee Wee Herman.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. Let me take that back.
He's
sued over
just
here.
A voyeur or an expert.
He was sorry, pardon.
He was in there jerking off with Fred.
He was
Willard.
Buttering the popcorn.
You imagine
you know?
Getting sued by her?
he probably needs the money from somewhere.
But that made no sense, though, man.
Did you know that?
Who in the porno theater like told on him?
Right.
I mean,
but then afterwards,
not that I advocate doing that in public, but I'm just saying.
Afterwards, he comes back with a star role in Blow. I mean, come
hey,
on.
Hey, rock
yeah.
on with
that's
your bad self.
Awesome, right?
Paul Rubens.
He's like, hey,
it
listen, if we're going to go,
yeah.
go that direction, we're
Paul
going
Rubens.
That direction all the fucking way. Right?
Hey, he came out of our favorite place there, the Groundlings.
Yo, did he?
That's where he came from. He
nice.
Did the first. He did his Pee-wee Herman from there.
That's awesome.
That's the very first place he got that.
But yeah. did you know that Fred Willard also got caught jerking off in public?
I did not
but
know
it was
that,
on
Chris.
The same day.
I
it was on the same, it was on the same day, like a couple hours before Michael Jackson died, and the news story.
Of course, the news cycle took over.
Yeah, the news cycle took over. The news story went to Michael Jackson like immediately, and Fred Willard was like,
I got a question.
I'm bad. What's the question?
Why do you know so much jerk off history?
He does.
And follow up question: have you ever been caught in public?
He has like an app on his phone.
I just want to know. It'd be like, there's a new alert.
Yeah, he keeps
a jerk off for 1 week.
He keeps a spreadsheet, you know?
Actually.
Hey, it was only 5 minutes this one. He was caught in the alley.
I think there's a jerk off app when
it was 10,
this is what was
10,
playing on
10,
his phone.
10:51 the PM right, Pacific time.
How many
time?
People jerk today? Let me see a jerk off app.
What's your favorite kind of jerk off? American or Canadian?
I know, right?
Hand or foot.
Oh, look, Japanese jerk off. Look at that.
I like using her hand.
Oh man.
Oh, that's it. That's better.
Is it the left or the right hand?
Yeah, I just take her arm and go like this.
While she's asleep.
So I mean, if her
don't
hand
deny it. Just say yes.
So if her hand's numb, you know, does it completely feel like somebody else's hand too?
Is it? Yeah. Pins and needles.
Still does, dude. Still does, man.
He's working out.
You got a ring on your finger. You married?
Oh.
I like to speak it into existence.
Oh man.
Say what?
I like to speak it into existence.
He believes in that.
This guy's like Yoda. He says some magical shit.
Hey,
every time
I bet you're into
question,
that. I bet you read that bullshit book called The Secret.
Married, I am not.
I didn't read it. I watched it on Netflix, though.
No Secret. Oh. Wow.
Nah, but
that
it,
might
but
not
it
help your public
it.
Image a little bit.
I had an ex-girlfriend that was into that shit, and she was like, oh, you got to read this book. It's called The Secret, and blah, blah, blah. And all I have to do is say what I want every night before I go to bed, and it'll happen.
And
like,
that's,
no,
that's
you
what
have
a misconception.
To actually try.
That's what a misconception.
It's not magic. Find it now.
Yeah. No, get off your ass and go.
Exactly. No, it's the it's literally the intention. Like, that's the secret.
It's the
changing,
reminder.
You're
that's
reprogramming
the
your brain.
That's why you wear that ring.
It's really all that is.
As a reminder. So
is
when
that
you
what
look
is?
On your hand, you go, oh,
that.
Yes.
No,
I need to work
no,
on that.
No, 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 no.
I'll wear it so she knows where my head is.
So you're
I'm
to
a good guy.
Hose
I'm a good
like
guy.
This guy's like Swiss cheese over here, man.
He's deep, man. I told you, I'll bring some deepness to the podcast.
You do,
man.
This is true, but boy. Where are you getting this from, man? What you?
I just.
Where the hell are you from, man?
From a different planet,
what
bro.
What rock did you find him, Tarek?
I came from Pluto. You know, the planet that's now a star.
I'm starting to
that's
think
not
so.
A planet anymore.
I'm starting to think
no,
so.
No, I just
man.
Said that it's now a star.
Yeah, it's just a rock.
Listen but no, to you trying to keep up with him, man.
I know about him.
He's the president.
He's the president. You ain't nothing but
I'm
Secret Service.
Right now.
I did. I get it. I get it from a lot of like people that I see growing up. You know, and
yeah, you got a lot of philosophy coming out of you, man. What's up with that?
And it's just like. I don't want to live like that, so I learn from other people's lessons.
I get you. I try to. I got 20 years on you, man. I'm still learning. You know, I'm still bumping into walls. But hey, what are you gonna do? You know,
hey,
keep bumping into them. See you. I guess, learn.
Dustin, you know what I mean, right? Bumping into walls, life, man. It's full of surprises, isn't it, man?
I zoned out for a second.
That's what I'm talking about.
My brother carries a straw, so
I
don't
what,
know.
Man. I know, man.
Snap! My brother carries
oh,
a straw.
I got it on me too.
Oh damn it!
It's in the car.
So you got a 420 show coming up, Dustin?
I do.
Don't know where.
Somewhere in D.C.
So, at least we have that, D.C.
Somewhere in D.C.
I mean, we're like
should
the fourth
easy
state.
To find.
Yeah, wow. Exactly. It's just right past the place.
Circles and triangles,
the
man.
And the parking garage, but you got to pay for it.
Do you got you have to talk classy. Into the mic. Or hold it like we're doing, dude. I can't. There you go. You sound like you're on the other side of the room, dude.
Right, this just in. This just in.
This just in.
We got a news. We got a news report.
Oh, Jesus.
Tarek. Higgins was right. Paul Rubens was busted in a child pornography ring.
Oh,
in 2001.
He's still researching child pornography.
And I was right, but I didn't know. So I was
there are rumors of him touching children.
What? They were true?
Yes, apparently.
Because he's had roles since then that hasn't stopped
yeah,
him from getting...
Yeah, and he's trying to do a new, what
new
is it, Big Top?
Yeah.
Big Top Pee-wee. I was like, I ain't gonna do enough Big Top Pee-wee.
But look, they won't talk about that.
Well, you play what?
He pled guilty to a misdemeanor possession of an obscene image with the intent to exhibit his collection. And was fined $100 and received 3 years probation and agreed
what?
To register
so,
well, as a sex
offender. We're dropping
offender.
Knowledge over here with Randy. You're going over there looking at PB Herman's special pass.
I told
pass,
you, man. I told you. The jerk-off history is real with this one.
Yeah.
You know, I have a rough time right now as a DJ and whatnot. I just did the rappelling event last week. DJing and having a good time. I just DJed for the Moose Lodge.
Right.
And the crazy thing in music right now is the whole Michael Jackson aspect. Do you play him or do you not? And if you do, it's like damned if you do.
Nah, we play him. I do bar and bar mitzvahs.
Well, you
every
say
weekend.
That? You what?
We play it.
Given
that's
I mean,
like
when
you
know
when
Jerry
Jewish
Glitter
becomes
or
becomes
like
a woman,
I don't
right?
play him either.
Yeah, but stadiums do.
Like break dance to dreidel, dreidel, dreidel.
Nah, man. I'm just saying. What? And no, I already know of another DJ around here who was playing it, and he got told to turn it off at one of his
what?
Yes,
what?
Right, dude.
First
so,
of all, you can't change history.
Yeah, that's wild.
What?
You can't change history.
The dreidel song?
I mean,
the dreidel song?
You're on the other side of the fucking table right now, dude.
Bat mitzvah? What?
Talk about Michael Jackson. You know, do you play him or do you know? So I know a DJ around here, not me, who was asked to turn it off
it
at a gig.
I listen to the songs now after watching the Neverland thing.
Yeah.
And they are kind of creepy songs if you listen to them.
Why are they creepy
now.
Songs? The Girl Is Mine is creepy?
No, if you think about PYT.
Pretty
like,
Young Thing? It's about girls.
Is it?
Maybe,
are you sure?
Maybe. We don't know. Maybe.
Are you sure?
Right. We don't know.
Are you sure?
Right?
So you think Beat It? You're the jerk off king there, Chris. So is
right.
Beat
hey,
It?
Hey, he said Beat It. He said, is it black or white? And then he dyed his skin? I mean, he was talking to us the whole damn time. We just weren't listening.
R. Kelly was, too.
Gave the kids the throw.
I was about to chime in. I was like, so are we going to talk
and
about
so
R. Kelly?
Cosby with the Spanish fly jokes.
Cosby, Cardi.
Look, Cardi.
Wait. Who else is the other man that we're
they're
not going
to
go get?
They're all talking to us, and we're not listening.
I'm just asking, man.
The crime, the McGruff crime dog got busted. Smuggling illegal weapons.
When we talk about music, there's a lot of music where I feel like I was violated.
That's
like, you know, I used to listen to George Michael, and I found out George Michael, he was sensitive. You know, I was listening to Prince, and I thought Prince was on the same page with me, and he was talking about sensitivity stuff. I just, you know, I'm confused about music.
I know, I think Culture Club made good music.
It was great music,
gay,
but I thought we were talking about
George
something
Michael's
else
bisexual,
other than what I was
I
thinking
care.
In my head.
Made good music. Right, you know?
No, I feel violated.
I'm just saying.
Because now I'm, you know, you talk about having making love to a man.
Like
I was thinking about making love to a woman. So now,
right? I mean, but that's what music is for. Just because one
no,
person.
No,
oh,
that's
interpretation.
Because I don't have faith anymore.
Oh my god. Yeah, I know. You know, but that's music though. You know, just because you know somebody's talking about one thing, you
right.
know, in relation, you know,
right.
to them doesn't mean you have to relate it the same way.
No, I understand
way.
That. I'm just saying. You know, I had a hard time. I was. Wanting to push the button and play rock with you and a bunch of other stuff, but I'm like, I'm out here in the public square. Do I do it or not?
I mean, it also, for me, this is just me saying it, like, I feel like it also comes with the DJ's personality, you know, because I work for a production company, Glide Productions, and we play Michael every weekend. Like,
regardless.
There isn't a party that doesn't have at least one Michael song.
Yeah.
So do you think the recent allegations and all that stuff, do they hold water? Do you care?
I mean,
where do we? He does.
He's like, no, it's true.
what do we do?
I mean,
the guy's legacy is bigger than anybody else's.
Right. I mean, we just got to do it how we've been doing it. Go on
Which
with your
what?
Life. It doesn't stop. You know, regardless of what somebody is saying, somebody is doing, that's not, again, like I said earlier, it's not.
So you separate the man from the music.
Literally. You know, like my favorite rapper is Lil Wayne. I love all of his music, but I cannot stand his lifestyle. You know, I'm not a drinker. I don't do any pills. You know, I don't do any of that type of stuff. I don't even hang out. I stay in my house. I don't do anything like that.
You know, 2 Chainz drinks his codeine from a wine glass.
But, you know, someone would hear that and say, you're putting someone's drinking habits on the same shelf as, like, what's being called, you know,
right, but
pedophilia.
But that's like, you know, that's Chance. Everybody chose to do that. You know, if you choose to act a certain way after somebody else has influenced you, like say Michael or whatever, if you choose to go and mess with little children after that, you can't say Michael made you do it.
Right.
You chose to do it. You can't say drinking habits are bad because you chose to do it.
I can cop it off on anybody I want to.
I mean, you can.
I just think there's a lot of artists through history, period, whether it's music.
I don't know about that.
I just passed the buck on to anybody.
But look. But with that
Dustin
being
made me do it.
But look, with that
the
being said right there, with people
me.
Not being able to take full 100% responsibility for their life, that's why some people are being claimed as, you know, ill-minded because they can't take responsibility. So instead of being, if they do a crime or whatever, they're not going to be punished. They're going to be
put in the
insane asylum.
If I rip into Billie Jean in the middle of a set,
right,
and someone comes to me and says, "Hey, why are you playing that shit?" My answer to him should be,
"It's a good song."
That's why to me, that's why I'm playing it.
Right. I mean, that's all.
But I mean,
that's all.
Yeah.
It's a good song. I like that.
Yeah.
Song.
Don't appease the crowd, or don't appease the one for the sake of the crowd.
Yeah. Right.
It's already happening though.
It happened when that lady at McDonald's spilled that coffee on her, that hot coffee.
She
on
set
her.
The precedent for all my new lawsuits.
Yeah. That was the beginning of everything.
Everything. Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
I agree.
She said, like, now all of a sudden we're appeasing one person.
Yep.
Right? For the
I'm
sake of everybody.
I'm just throwing it out there. I'll see what the reaction is here.
Yeah. Entitlement, really. Yeah. Entitlement and labels.
Yeah.
That's what holds everything. You know, once people really stop being afraid of being called something that they're not.
Right.
You know, I've been called the N-word I don't know how many times, but
Me
I know
too.
I'm not. You know, I'm not even black. I'm brown. You know,
right?
We really
Me too.
You know,
yeah, learn your colors.
You know, brown,
there's
but
a
like
palette.
It just goes in there like
sand color, but you know,
yeah, right.
I mean, at the end of the day,
like peach or something.
Peach, right? Yeah. We're peach. Yeah, I guess we're brown.
Everybody's colored, you know.
Right.
When you look at it,
I hate that whole shit.
Exactly, but that's how you got to look at it. You know, somebody says,
"Color people,
I'm like, colored," and I look at you,
but
be like, you're just as colored as I.
But black people refer to it too. But a lot of people who are this is my opinion coming out. A lot of people who are peddling a lot of the race shit right now, they use all those terms.
Oh yeah, and that's
people of color. Need to get together. People like,
yeah, no, nah,
because
they just want something to say, like he was saying, like they want to have it for
their
like
little soapbox. You know, man,
like all this, all Black Lives Matter, and then somebody changed it to All Lives Matter.
Yeah.
Somebody just wanted that entitlement. You know, that's literally all anything is as to why we can't work with each other. Everybody wants that. It was my idea.
Right. Hey, you know what hasn't been attacked yet? Light bulb just went off.
Oh Jesus!
In the Crayola box,
in your world,
the flesh-colored crayon. Is what? It's a white pinkish crayon. It's like a peach crayon.
Peach, yeah.
So they call it flesh.
Yeah, but maybe really? They mean like, you know, after the skin's peeled back.
No,
it couldn't be that.
Never
that. It couldn't be that.
It just goes to blood. That would be called blood.
I don't know.
Have you ever seen a skin knee?
If you scratch the first few layers of your skin, you got a few layers of skin before, you know, you get blood.
Right? Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. She knows it. Look, she held up the number. She knows it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I was just trying to predict the next lawsuit. That's all.
look, the next lawsuit is going to be somebody jerking off in front of a child.
Oh, you got that
one.
Me.
You got that one.
Goddamn.
You take Chris has got that one?
I think he's got that one.
Jesus.
I think he'll like he's
this
got
guy, this guy tells the future too, Tarek. What's up, man? Oh, Hub Show's in trouble. Jesus Christ.
Right?
Until that's Antietam Broadway.
Got a show to do, man.
Oh, you're not helping there, pal. Maybe I'll put this show up next month.
Yeah. Woo.
Wow. A lot of editing to do tonight.
Yeah.
It's a 5-minute show.
Oh, man.
They'd be like, Lynn Jem and Jay Heidi's, Chris Canfield, Charmin Grissette, Dustin Chris, Tarek, Brennan, and we're out of here.
All right.
Enjoy it.
Michael Jackson, we're done here.
Chris, Friday night was great. Later. All right. Well, listen to you, man. Getting deep. Tarek warned me about you, man.
And he said you were going to spin on your head before he left, too.
I mean, I could. Yeah, I got to see this.
We're spinning on our heads there, about.
I could. I'll hit you with some windmills and head spins.
So
I got you, man.
On the pool table over there.
I got you. Look, I mean, I don't know if the lights are going to be still intact.
Plank, 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 plank. With his feet. I know. All right. Well, yeah.
There's floor over there.
Yeah. We'll get some action going.
So, Dustin, what else is up, man? You got your custody of your kids. The comedy thing is starting to pick up some steam.
Amen.
Right.
Things are looking good.
Yeah, just moved actually out on the Eastern Shore.
Yeah.
I'm hating it out there. I don't know how people live out in like farmland.
The Eastern Shore, like whereabouts?
Centerville.
Centerville? Oh, yeah. I still don't know where that's at. What are we talking?
Centerville what? Virginia?
No, Maryland.
I didn't know Maryland had a
it's kind of by the Delaware line a little bit.
Up there.
Wow.
Okay. I gotcha.
Yeah, that's why I know about it.
Towards the beach? Rehoboth? That area?
More ways than one.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
No wonder you had a long drive.
No shit. How long did it take you to get here, man?
Took 2.5 hours.
Jesus. Christ,
yeah,
we didn't know.
I got 2.5 hours back.
No.
Fuck
that. I got to wait for my kids for a day.
Done a call or something. I didn't know about all that.
It's crazy, man.
Damn.
So you, who you been working with? Who you been, the I've one been in D.C. Kind of, coming up. Who's that for? Is it just your show? Or
D.C. Productions is putting on that show. I would have to look on Facebook to get the address. But
well, I know that. All I know is you're D.C.
You
on 420.
Your phone
what's
you
up?
Right now.
You've had plenty of time to look it up, Dustin.
In the car.
You left your phone in the car?
I did.
I like that.
It was all about business. All about business.
That's respect. There you go. You too? Phone's in the car?
Nah, because my lady is the one who got me here, so my phone's in my pouch.
In your pouch?
Got a nice little kangaroo pouch.
Yeah, like you just swallowed it or something. I ate it. Oh, look at that. Yeah,
see?
There you go. Pockets
I love
the
doing
pockets.
Comedy, though, because I get some of the best gigs. Like, right after that, the next day, I'm doing a lingerie party.
Yep. On the 21st?
What?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's okay on the 21st, bro.
I mean...
That's Easter. For Jesus. You're not going to have them stripping around for Jesus.
Shh, I'm going to paint it bunny costume.
Lightning will strike you.
He's going to show his eggs.
He's going to show his eggs.
Right. Yeah. So you're doing a lingerie party on Easter?
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Now you say you're doing a lingerie party means you're doing some stand-up at a lingerie party.
Right.
Okay, you're not modeling or anything.
Well, I mean, I might do that too. Whatever right, makes whatever. Money, you know, got to feed them.
Right, Tarek? Whatever works, right, Tarek?
Man, I'm down. Hey,
I wish I Mr. Down. Mr. Keep it 100.
I'm not. Shit, I can see if I can get you on that show, for real.
Hey, I'll bring all my Playboy gear.
It's DC.
I don't know.
It's Easter.
But I mean, how did that come about, though? So somebody was like, hey, I'm having a lingerie party. It would be great if you...
A bunch of whores if I play my cards right.
Jesus, why do they gotta be whores?
Speaking of eggs.
Why do they gotta be whores?
Weebles.
I mean, who else goes to a lingerie party? I'm not saying anything's wrong with them. I'm not talking down to them at all. I mean, I love whores.
Hey.
Only whores wear lingerie?
Right. Yeah, only
whores. You're not a wife for a husband or something.
With lingerie. Nothing but lingerie.
You're just not allowed to kiss them, that's all.
Well, I mean, that's not
what
you
touch them.
I don't think that's safe, bro. You don't want to come into, you know, proximity of that.
Wow.
It's, yeah. Try and lock money off at the end after you cry, just to, you know.
After you cry.
No, you don't cry? That's not normal?
No, I normally cry when I look at my wallet and in the morning when I wake up. Like, oh, my God.
You cry in the morning when you wake up?
And I didn't use the condom.
He cries over his bowl of cereal.
I know, right? Tears in his Fruit Loops.
Jesus. God love Miami.
Cheers.
God love Miami.
Filled
Sun's
with his
out.
Tears.
It's a hell of a day.
Might as well change my name again. Yeah, you still got it. There you go, man.
Yeah.
Same Dustin I remember from a year ago or so.
Yeah,
or so.
Man. It was actually about a year ago.
May-ish or something. It was our May.
Yeah, it was like May 4th. I was listening to the episode earlier,
God,
just trying
to
prepare.
You're preparing? You're preparing? By listening to yourself?
Say that again.
You're preparing by listening to yourself? Awesome, man.
And listening to you, big boy.
Yeah.
How dare you talk?
Hey, man, I tell you what. I can work the microphone, pal.
I love this
important,
post.
I got the grip.
I love this post he just did. I'm trying to help him out and try to find where his comedy show is on his Facebook.
You still can't find it, Chris.
I found a post of the black hole photograph, and it says, "Your mom's pussy, light years away."
Oh, my.
This is what came up looking up
that
him.
That is the best thing ever.
Looking up Dustin Gritz
posted where
and Google.
It's called marketing, asshole.
It took 8 telescopes to find that.
Wow. There it is.
Oh, my God.
Mercy.
Oh, that was good.
It is, man. This is a rough one.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely all over the map here.
We are all over the map here. Delaware, DC, black hole.
Pussy light years away.
I know,
my
conversation, right?
Shit. Damn.
Oh,
I'll say that's one hell of an event venue.
Oh,
gave birth to a galaxy.
Yeah, that's called the event horizon. Wasn't that the Big Bang?
Yeah. There we go again.
That,
okay, don't get Chris started, man.
After you go inside that, everything turns black.
So once you go
Crickets.
Black, you don't go back?
I don't know, Chris.
Oh. Nothing can escape it.
That's what she said.
Charmy, you want to chime in on this one? I was waiting for you to drop something in here.
She's just like, I hate
Charmy,
you
could
all.
You give me another coffee, please?
Oh, jeez.
She said, make me a sandwich.
Charmy, put the mic down. Don't throw the microphone. No.
Oh, man.
Yeah, she's like, why am I on this fucking Hub show again?
She's like, I don't know how I got fucking crazy.
The tortured intern.
This is what happens when we bring 3 guests on at one time.
It's chaos.
It's chaos.
That's funny.
Podcast chaos.
Yeah.
Tarek knows. He brought the ruckus last time he came here. I had to kill that one.
Like
20 of us in here, man. I was like Parliament Funkadelic was up in here.
Man, you had all the G Unit in this room.
Yeah. Makes for a good party. Not a good podcast, though, I tell you what, man.
Right. Oh, man.
Mm. So, we got a lot of things going on here. The 19th.
Yes, sir.
At the Cortland Mansion.
Yes, sir.
You got a big talent. Was it a talent show, a variety show? What are you calling it?
It's a local acts and art show.
Local acts and art show.
Yep. Because it's
too deep for a talent show. That's just not going to cut it.
Yeah, local, I mean, because not everybody raps or sings. You know, everybody has a different art.
I got you. It's like America's Got Talent up on
exactly.
there, right?
You know, at my last show, I had this lady by the name of Renee Gamby.
Yeah.
She was doing live painting while the whole show was happening from like 9 to 1. Like,
there you go. Oh,
Renee's awesome. Yeah. She's a cool show.
You know her?
I love
her.
Renee
who?
Renee Gamby.
Yeah, what does she do?
Paint? It's Ducky's
wife.
Flip
it over and stuff like that. The Ducky?
She's another comedian.
Wild.
We talked about before.
Okay.
But yeah,
I would, right?
So many names. It's a little time.
Yeah, her brother.
So many social engagements.
So much going on.
So much going on. Yeah, you too, Tarek. When's your next gig?
The 26th. I got my boy EJ Nonstop coming out here from Phoenix, Arizona.
The 26th of April?
Yes.
Yeah.
See, I bring artists. What's that?
I know you do, man.
Like I bring artists from all around the world to showcase. Yeah. God. Just
talking shit.
Yeah. What?
How long is a drive from Phoenix to here?
It's a couple days.
Oh, yeah, so your 28 hours was almost right.
Right. Nonstop.
It's like 24.
Yeah, that's why his
Florida.
Name is DJ Nonstop, because he's nonstop.
There you go. You drink a lot of coffee and
speed.
Jay, didn't you say that you drove to...
We did Virginia to California in 2 days.
Ooh, wow. Insane.
VA to CA.
Straight through, though?
It would have to be. Stopped. There's no way.
I finally stopped in... Arizona.
Wow, yeah.
On the very edge of Arizona, you know, New Mexico. That was I tapped out. I tried doing the cannonball run. But no, the story is my wife and I packed up. We had two dogs with us. This is the 97, so there's no GPS, nothing. You know, we took the 40 all the way across.
Pioneer.
And we tried to get a hotel or motel, whatever, in Texas. We were just dead. We made it halfway there. But the guy caught us bringing the dogs into the hotel. You cannot bring them in here. And no, we had like two. It
sounds
like
a
rest area or some shit.
Sounds
like
a Vespucci story.
I had a little dog. I used to go back and forth from Florida to here 2 times a year to visit my parents when I lived in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So I would drive back up, and I had a little dog. I would put him in the backpack, and I wouldn't care what hotel I was in.
I just shove
him in my backpack and go in. Yeah.
Now, these dogs are too big for backpacks, but, you know.
Yeah.
This guy caught us bringing them in, and I was ready to tap out, hit that bed, and go to sleep. Been driving straight since Virginia. Wasn't happening. As soon as they saw that tail wag, what do you do?
It's animatronic.
I know, right? Today you can just say he's a, what is it?
Why you gotta go to quality
dog. Not a senior dog. What do they call it now?
Emotional
support dog.
They
were falling for that in 97.
No, that's cool. That's how I can get away with an emotional support prostitute.
Yeah, right.
It's my emotional support. An ESP? Cocaine.
An ESP, yeah.
So one more dog?
An ESP?
I don't know.
Emotional support prostitute? Yeah.
I don't know if that works, because you got to pay for it.
Well, you got to, I'm sure, somewhere pay for that dog. It helps me get through my day.
No shit.
We got another news flash.
Oh Jesus!
For anybody listening,
a straight trip.
Legal purposes,
a straight trip from
I am
Phoenix
not serious.
To Hagerstown, Maryland.
Mm-hmm. We know where to find it now.
Because inquiring minds want to know.
33 hours.
33 hours.
33 hours.
It's a day and 9 hours.
Straight trip. And you probably made it. What? You made it 33 hours, and then
we
stopped.
Made it in 2 days, man, with a stop. As
but
minor
you stopped
stop.
In Phoenix, you said. Right?
I stopped in the right when New Mexico became Arizona. I tapped out and had to stop.
Yeah. I made the trip from have you ever made the trip from California to across to the East Coast or on the bottom?
Yeah, I drove a U-Haul 5 years ago out here, man.
I went from Vegas to Miami one time, mm-hmm. and coming into Albuquerque, New Mexico, is an amazing sight.
It's a beautiful
sight. You go over the hill in
it's
nighttime.
It's so beautiful, man.
You come up to the top of the mountain at nighttime, and you look down over, and there is this valley of light.
Light.
It is beautiful. Crazy. As far as the eye can see, nothing but city lights. It's far, like a 360 view. It's amazing.
You've made the drive from the west coast to the east? We're coming from San Diego, right?
Well, we were up in San Bernardino then.
Same
but,
place,
I mean, we've
basically.
Done it multiple times. Have you? Like, yeah, cars. We did Greyhound bus. That was a nightmare.
Oh, that's horrible.
Awful.
I did a Greyhound bus to Coachella. Yeah. It was fucking horrible.
Yeah,
that was only 45 minutes.
Oh, in California, not from here to Coachella. Jesus. Chris, throw me off. Uh-oh.
From the airport to Coachella was horrible.
What you doing, Ramiki, on the phone?
On the phone with the wife.
Just in business? Oh, the real business.
Should we plug her in?
That's how I got here. You know?
We should plug her in.
Happy life.
Yeah. What is this?
Let's plug her in. Plug her in? I can't.
Get her on the line here.
Yeah.
We all want to talk to her.
More voices, the better.
Yeah. Let's put her on. Say.
Look, man.
No.
That'd be great to get her on the line, but you guys don't live with her.
I understand.
Exactly.
I understand, dude. Trust
Very
me.
Smart
Tarek understands.
Man
I understand. Tarek's wife never shows up to these things.
Yeah,
and now I know why.
Changes in my life due to
I
the wife.
Name changes. The
she
whole
said
bit,
I was at the comedy show, and she said SpongeBob pays more. Was what she told me.
Damn.
SpongeBob does pay more.
You were in there. You were in there with your SpongeBob Jesus piece.
But unfortunately, everything that I make during the entertainment, it goes to a charity anyway. So
all you, everything you do with the comedy is all nonprofit.
What's the charity?
His pocket.
It depends on. It depends on. Like, I have different people to come up to me and say, "Look, I just got evicted from my home. I don't have a place to go."
He helps him out.
So you just give it away to random people.
I give it to random people. Like the,
you should call it the random forward, charity. Dude. Like,
I like that. That's the random charity.
I don't like seeing people, you know, without or hurting. You know, because I've been in that situation. I've been homeless.
Yeah,
I've been. You know, so I know what it feels like. So whether you're lying or not,
you've been homeless.
I can't say, you know, you're lying to me. I gotta let him judge.
Right. You've been homeless?
Oh yeah, of course, man.
How do you get to that point? How do you get out? That's a story I want to hear. That's a story.
It's a hub show to itself, right?
This is crazy.
Right. It's a long story, but it goes to making bad choices.
Yep.
Yeah. Bad choices.
But you know what? We'll talk about it.
We can talk about it tonight. I want to
dig in and then dig all the way out. I want to find the whole storyline.
I'm about teaching.
I know he's all about holes.
I'm about teaching and making sure people don't make the same mistakes I made. So.
Amen. That's where I'm at.
And you need to make those mistakes public. So that they know not to make them.
Exactly.
Well, Ramiya, you're 25. What mistakes have you made, pal?
I've made a lot of mistakes.
Do we
want to know? I mean, yeah.
Everyone makes mistakes, but how drastic are we talking here, man?
We're talking on, like, self-reflection. You know, I put myself in a dark hole, you know, whereas I used to have mom issues, but my mom issues came from, it was a 50-50 standpoint.
Right.
You know, I could have called her. I could have told my dad I wanted to go visit my mom. You know, I could have did that. You know, there's a lot of things I made in my life that, you know, it's my fault. So that goes.
This is what you're living with. Taking responsibility.
You know, he's really close to hindsight. That's what he is. That's what he's really close to hindsight. He's like he's thinking about. He's young, and he's already reflecting on mistakes that he's made in the past. Normally, people will take like 10 years. A 10-year span between the bad decision and then reflecting on it and finding it out. You're finding it out like 2 days later.
Right.
You know? I mean, you're like, God damn, man, I shouldn't have done that.
That's because of the great people in my life.
But
I
listen to him right now.
Mentors.
He's only 25. Wait till he's 30, man.
Right.
He's going to have all that shit together, man. He's going to be, you know.
You have a good head on your shoulders.
I do. Seriously, you do. Yeah. I'm impressed.
Mean, it's just the people that took the time to...
To break it down for you.
I didn't have that. Yeah. I mean, I did a lot of stupid things young and all that, you know, but, you know, I was also a little hard-headed. I wasn't listening, you know what I mean?
Yep.
But, you know, you live and learn, right? I mean, some don't live, but...
Yeah, unfortunately.
I have. I'm still standing. Right, Dustin?
Yeah,
still standing, man.
Yeah. Somehow.
Some of us never learn.
No.
Right?
I know, right?
Yeah, fuck it. I haven't learned a lesson yet.
It's not really hard to believe that one.
Chris, this is the impressions you make, man. I tell you what. They leave here going, what the hell, the Hub Show?
Wow. It's always a good time.
Always a good time on the Hub Show.
That's why they tune in, baby.
That's why they love you over there in Moldova, dude.
Campbell.
Yeah, Moldova, baby.
Moldova.
What we called you last time, Rhinestone Cowboy or something like that.
You were on that show.
It was just once.
No. Yeah, no, that was when Big Chuck and Money Stacks were on with us.
Yeah, man.
He did his porno thing.
The Rhinestone Cowboy.
This is going to be his porno shtick as the Rhinestone Cowboy.
Yeah, that's what it looks like you got explaining to do.
You
can find me on Pornhub.com/Rhinestone Cowboy.
I honestly don't believe that, because if you were found there, you wouldn't be living here. I heard they're giving out like $30,000 checks.
Yeah, well, that's what he does.
Oh, you think the Rhinestone Cowboys got it like that?
Hey, listen.
Hey, with that, let's take a break. Oh, this is fucking madhouse in here, man. Hub Show, Jay Heiss, Chris Canfield, the whole crew.
Anything.
Charming. Oh, yeah, we have, yeah. Was there an agenda tonight, Charming?
If there was, it's out the fucking window, isn't it?
All right, we'll be back. Hub Show.
Trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
BestVapeShopEver.com has the select hardware and top shelf e-liquid at the best prices ever. Brands like Lost Vape, Tobacco, Flagship Vapor, Tobacco, Lost Vape, and Flagship Vapor. All shipped same day or the next day. Unless it's a weekend, then we ship that ship out on Monday. Visit BestVapeShopEver.com and see what shopping with only the best choices ever feels like. BestVapeShopEver.com. It's the best vape shop ever. Believe me. Use keyword Hub Show and receive 25% off your entire order.
The People's Podcast.
Are we back?
I think we're back, man. 3-2-1 Hub Show. Jay Heights, Chris Canfield. Charming is on a smoke break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put on my.
Yeah, right.
Put on my headphones.
We got Dustin Gritz in the house. Comedian Dustin Gritz going on.
I just got a cigarette. I'm feeling a lot better.
You feel a lot better now?
Got that cancer in your system. There we go.
I just got a little.
Hey, we all got to die some way.
Yeah, just got a little marijuana in my system.
We don't have to.
Terry Higgins is in the house.
Always.
Always. And Ramik Venable.
Yes, sir.
You're still here with us.
Hey, good remembering that name.
I know. Hey. I was so worried about that.
I still can't pronounce your last name, Jay. I've just been trying to listen for it all night.
Who, my last name?
Just call me Heish.
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 All right.
That's it, man.
Like hacked Heish?
No, Heish, man. No. Yeah, all my life, dude. Trust me.
Oh,
hey, this girl's name is Charming. That's her real name. Imagine what she'd go through all her fucking life, dude.
My name's where's Dustin Gritz. What do you think?
Right.
What's that?
Where's your prince?
Right.
Yeah, all her life, man.
Do you like grits?
Right.
No, motherfucker, I hate it.
I'm trying to stay away from that, man. We went through that last time.
Yeah, that's right.
So I'm trying to be original here and not go grits and gravy and all that dumb shit on it. So, you know.
We actually had a meeting. We had a meeting last week, and we went to the cab. What is it? The place down the road, Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel.
We went to Cracker Barrel, and we had like a little production meeting about the TV show coming up. Right.
Yep.
The waitress comes up completely fucking out of it. You knew when you're ordering, it was one of those ones. You know when you're ordering, she's not listening to the
fucking right. She clocked out an hour ago mentally. You know.
Right.
Yeah. It was like
Like me. I'm sorry.
Hey,
now you think about it. I did have a beard.
Like I said, whatever pays the bills,
right? Did she have a straw in her pocket, too? Did she have a straw?
She comes up, and she's like, I was like, we don't want no grits. No grits.
Oh, snap.
Give me white toast.
No grits for you.
And no grits. Yes. And give me extra hash browns. And Jay said the same thing. What she do? She comes out with a fucking bowl of grits.
Oh, my God.
Over the head, man.
Like you're the one with the notepad in your hand.
But
you couldn't doing with it?
Yeah, you couldn't fucking write it down.
I'm drawing something pretty.
Dustin, I know I'm being very. It's very amateur, not immature for me. Because I mean, you have a last name like Gritz. I mean, you could tie it into the whole fucking thing and go, you know, and go full bore with that.
Oh, totally.
Everyone throws it at you. Grits. Oh,
yeah,
right?
My whole life.
And you don't like grits and all that shit. We just established that last time you were here. But I mean, if you did some promo pictures and you're sitting there next to a bowl of fucking grits and, you know. I mean.
Nah, you gotta wear the Quaker hat.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
And I gotta like.
Oh, dude. You already got like the beard going on, man. You're already half Amish over here, dude, with the beard, man.
You can pull it off.
You could pull it off, Justin.
No, this wasn't here yesterday.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Prostitute I was eating out.
That's gorgeous. Wow.
I don't
shit rubs off on you, right?
I don't think that's hair. I think it's a fungus, bro.
The taste.
You should never.
Those were not Skittles, bro.
Yeah,
those were not Skittles.
You should really? Because they were juicy Skittles.
Juicy fruit is what you're saying? It was juicy fruit.
Note to self. Never eat out whore with super glue on my chin.
You walked in at the wrong time. Wow.
You missed that one, Charming.
Welcome to
don't listen
exotic
to this.
Talk on the Hub Show.
I know. Chris, can we dim the lights? Play some smooth jazz.
Yeah, set the mood.
Hit a gong.
Boosh.
Ladies.
It's the late night hour with Chris Canfield.
My nipples look like candy dots.
My gumdrop buttons. Wow.
Charming's laughing, but not laughing.
I'm so confused.
Okay, you just walked into
delicious.
Shit.
Just talking about we went from
grits to,
candy dots.
Yeah, she has to go back and listen to it. I just can't repeat her, man.
Yeah, nah, she walks back in. Nah, I still hate these guys.
I know, right?
Can't believe they suck me into this.
I'm only came because you promised to suck me into something later. That's also awkward.
Exotic talk.
Oh,
that's
shit.
It.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Whew. Boy.
Like you're in charge of Alexa there, Chris. You want to
talk?
What the hell is that?
It's gone from existential to you know,
is awful,
the extreme.
Man.
Should I say, Alexa, play Marvin Gaye.
Hold your hand up.
Oh, no.
You're like a, you're like growing hairs off your hand like a werewolf here. Charming.
I can't help it.
You just came in from outside, too, didn't you?
Did.
Is it full moon?
Is it full moon?
I know.
I don't think it is right now.
How come they never, in the whole world of folklore and stuff, we actually started talking about this the other day on Facebook. How come the werewolves never chicks turning into werewolves? Always a dude.
You ever heard of that? Been
has there been a
were
chick?
I'm just gonna put
this out there. Listen,
what
if there was ever to be a female werewolf? Yeah. She would be symbolized to a female dog, and no female wants that.
Mm. It'd bring a whole new meaning
to
that time.
You had to go there, huh? You had to get all deep on us, man. I tell you, man. Yoda over here.
Werewolves and stuff.
It's like he's already thought about all of this.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This is all pre-thought out.
I know. Jay's going to bring up werewolves. Grits.
Oh, my God.
Nipples. You know.
What did you bring up before the show? You brought up something before the show, and he was like, oh, my God. I've thought about that since I was seven.
The $7 bill.
Well, you want to be the president. I'm thinking of a bill to put you on. It wants to be a $2 bill or a $3 bill.
The $7 bill,
you know, you want to be the seven, lucky seven, right?
Right. No, I mean, that's that. Seven has a lot of resignation with me. Resignation.
It quits on you.
Resignation.
But no, literally, like, 7 of 18. I was born on November 7th. Each three of my names, my full name, have seven letters in them. I was born at 1204. If you
and
add 12,
you know what? Yeah. And Tarek, the whole scary thing, he just thought of that right now. It's like Rain Man over here, man. Sevens. Lucky
no,
seven.
I feel like he's thought about that before.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Oh, of course.
It's probably written on the palm of his hand.
He's thought
and
of everything
seven.
Before.
Notes for exotic talk.
I can read my palm and be like, this is what I was
thinking. This is a crazy exotic talk show. There's like seven of us here, man. Seven. Okay, Terry, the mic's yours.
It was meant for me to be here.
I know. It's like a barbershop quartet of exotic songs.
The. There you go, Dustin.
Oh, my God. Chris is going to start doing it. I look over there, he has a straw hat on and shit.
We should do it. Yeah, we need a barbershop quartet to introduce us.
Oh, no.
Do it like row, row, row your boat style.
Richie.
Thank you.
This is a drop right here.
Right. Just got
to
record it.
It's being recorded. Mics are on, homie. Mics are on. Trust me. Wow. So charming. How was your cigarette?
It was disgusting.
How's it disgusting?
Satisfying.
You're
at the same
a cigarette
time.
Smoker, right?
Yeah.
All your life,
like,
or what's the deal?
I quit for like a whole year, and I just started smoking again.
Like, I just started means
last,
what, last week?
No, like last winter, this past winter.
So you're
a month ago.
Yeah.
Basically.
What made you start? Stressing?
Richie stress you out?
It was the weather.
Yeah, I think I was just bored. Yeah.
The weather.
Sad is real, guys. Seasonal.
You know what it is? She quit eating meat.
No, that was like 8 years ago.
I'm sorry.
So wait, you started smoking a couple
sorry,
months ago?
I'm the meat for you.
How long weren't you smoking? She's vegan.
Like
vegetarian?
Vegetarian.
Really? Wow. We should get to talking. I'm a personal trainer as well. So, I mean, there's another crowd there that we can help
this
out.
Guy. He doesn't have a business card. He has a business brochure.
Exactly. Yeah.
And on page 3, let me tell you about the $7 bill.
Yeah. A little bit of this, a little bit
dude,
of that.
Dude, I'm in the printing business. We're going to get you a $7 bill.
That's
this is going to be some
I'm
cool shit, dude.
I'm with it, man.
See, man, I'm all
that's
about
your
marketing.
Business card.
Yeah.
It is. A $7 bill. See? Oh. Charming is on top of it. Yeah.
I need that.
There's hours of the pawn shop will do this shit to you, man. Yeah. All right, Rami. Hey, we're going to have you.
Down at the that's pawn right. shop.
Yeah, it's a good song.
It
Sublime.
Song.
We got Grits. $7 bill over here. SpongeBob over here, Tarek Higgins, Mr. Keeper 100.
A.K.A. I changed my name so many damn times.
What's up with the wife made you change your name? What's
you
up?
Were the playboy.
You want to talk about that?
Yeah, what happened there, Tarek?
Some explaining.
Wifey said it wasn't professional enough, and that's why I wasn't getting the gigs that I want because people were turned off by my name.
What?
Yes.
Is she a promoter? That.
No, she's not.
I feel like
she's just
Bill
the brains
Bellamy
of the family. I guess.
Ran with
I got you. Right, a little bit. Yeah.
I mean, she's the reason why, you know, I went back to school. You know,
I guess,
so,
it,
you know.
I guess it did. It
So I guess, you know, she's the brains.
I guess
brains.
It did kind of pigeonhole you to old folks' homes and stuff like that. Right? Man, that's the gig.
You know,
right?
I picked the name because that was the lifestyle I was living.
Okay.
And that's what got me to be homeless.
Oh.
Being a playboy.
So you took it to the stage?
Before I was a military man, I was a stripper, which a lot of people don't understand. I was a stripper before I went to the military. I went to the military because I realized I needed to change my life.
Mm-hmm.
But when I went to the military, I still was in the stripper mentality.
Yeah.
Got me in trouble.
Now I'm in a uniform.
Usually it's the other way around. I was in the military.
Well, you know, a lot of people think the military is going to change your life around.
Oh, it's so.
It's going to mess you up even more. Yeah. That's what I tell people. Make sure you're already mentally strong if you're going to the military, because if you're not,
it's true.
You're done.
I went there fresh out of high school. I was 17, man.
It's that mental health.
Well, how old were you when you went in, Tarek?
I was 20 when I went in the military.
I was 17.
20 years old.
I turned 18 in boot camp.
How'd they get you?
What do you mean, how they got me?
Did you walk in and sign up, or did they catch you on the street? The mall? One of them kiosks at the mall? How'd they get you?
It was more like I had a failed marriage. I had to start over. And
so you walked into the office and said, I need this. You didn't have a guy approach you on the street and say, hey, you need me.
No, it wasn't like that. It was, you know, the buddy team? The buddy team was going on?
Yeah. Oh, I know.
I went on the buddy team.
My friend made his E2, made his mosquito wings off of me.
And I wasn't expecting to do that much time. I mean, I ended up doing 12 years. I was expecting to just do 3.
Yeah.
And 3 ended up to being 6.
I did 4 active and 4 on the National Guard side, but you're right. But, you know, it is what it is. Not everyone, you know.
And like I said, I went into the military with a stripper mentality.
What's the stripper mentality, though?
Stripper mentality is, I'm about getting money. And the military wasn't paying
why
me
do you
money.
Know? You're 25.
Is it history? I was 18 and one time.
I'm sure you probably was, but we ain't going to talk about it.
This guy's got like a laundry list of shit. He's only 25, man.
Violent Gandhi knows the helicopter
I know.
Move.
Yeah.
If I had his moves that I've seen him do, I would probably still be in trouble.
Just because we're on the line, I'm not going to finish what I was going to say.
So if you were stripping, you do a head spin on the stage and start rocking the windmill and popping, locking while you're in the nude
with the elephant sock. You know,
when I started stripping, I was already underage anyway. When I started stripping, I was underage when I started.
Okay.
And a funny thing was,
you're a child porn.
One of my
here we go.
Chris
full
is looking,
circle
Chris
now.
Chris is looking you up right
full
now too.
Circle.
Sorry, Grandma, but one of my nights stripping, my grandmother was at the club and caught me stripping.
Oh, she showed up.
And I'm telling my parents that she saw me.
That's messed up.
And when they found out,
did you tell them your grandma was at the strip club?
He's actually pretty darn good.
Yeah.
And I just kept going.
That boy's got talent.
That's right. What she said. I doubt your parents. Like, did they say anything about it? Like,
I mean, hey, if grandma says this, your son is great at stripping, what do you want to say?
Turn your grandma on.
What?
Yeah, my grandmother was.
Well, if grandma says okay, then go for it.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my God.
I know, this is
I'm going to do this.
What do I do with this information?
Wow. Great, you know. It's just like,
did she have a sit down with you or anything?
Should I be shamed?
You're really good at what you do.
Should I?
Yeah, she told me I was good. She told me I was great.
And she saw you? She
knows her strippers.
Grandma.
She was proud of you, man.
My grandmother, she.
So when she walks around and shows off your picture.
I mean, that's grandma.
This is my grandson. He's a really good stripper.
That's
the homie.
She's
real talk.
Yeah. She's standing in the back
of the
club.
I had the moves at the time, and, you know, I used it, and that's what I did.
But did she introduce you like that to people? This is my grandson.
Yeah.
No.
And she's like, she's standing in the back of the club with, like, her church group going, that's my boy.
She was at the front of the stage.
She was giving you dollars?
Well, thank God she didn't give me any.
Here you go, sweetie.
Time out. Tarek, I mean, did she bust you while you're on stage?
Put a casserole up on stage.
She was just smiling.
Right at you. I mean, you're up there doing your thing. You look down. You look down. Your grandma's looking at you.
Oh, my God.
You're swinging
your
shit.
Did you finish your set?
She's like, listen.
Of course I had to finish.
He's a hard worker.
He was a professional.
I know.
She was like, how dare you come to my house and ask me for
milk. She was testing you. She probably already knew you were stripping. She wanted to see how well you could hang up there, you know? No pun intended.
That
boy can hang.
Yeah.
Regardless of the fact, if my father was there or my mother was there, I'm still finishing the set.
And how did Thanksgiving dinner go?
I know, right?
Luckily, it wasn't any holidays coming up when my grandmother decided to tell my parents that your son is stripping.
You know, you got away with it.
You know, so.
Boy. Dustin, you got any stripping stories?
Well, this one time.
In band camp?
This one time in elementary school? No.
No? You haven't gone from strip into comedy?
No, but I have done comedy at a, well, not a strip club, at a club in Baltimore where they happen to have strippers. Twice.
Let me tell you, the place that you're going to do your show at for DC Productions?
They're going to have strippers, too.
I did a strip and comedy show with Daryl Klein at DC Productions.
Oh, yeah. Well, shit.
Small world, huh, Derek?
Yeah.
Right.
Daryl will tell you all about it. Chocolate candy all on the stage with me while I'm telling jokes.
Dustin just winked at you.
Weird visuals of how that works.
How's this work?
Do
your comedy
incorporate
skit with, you know,
stripping into your comedy?
Right, you have to.
Kind of. He has. I already had the mentality.
Yeah.
Right.
True. It was a little easier that way.
Yeah. So that's why I picked my stage name, because I already knew.
But now
this is, I can do this because I know the life now.
But now the stage name is Mr. Keep It 100.
Right.
You roll your eyes. You're not happy with that.
No, I'm not. I'm still getting used to it.
Mr. 100. There was a day we opened for the Delphine.
That's why I picked it.
There was a day we opened for Mr. 100, and he came up with a bottle.
Just because you keep 100 don't mean you're going to keep it 100 all the time.
I know, but
keep 100 all the time.
The 100...
50%.
I don't even believe 60%
of the time works all the time.
Because when you look at it, the original $100 bill isn't the same either. So when you say keep it 100, it was never 100.
That's a lot of syllables, is what I'm saying. Mr. Keep
Damn,
it
dude,
100.
Can I get your weed hookup?
Yeah, man.
Can I get your weed hookup?
I mean, I had to announce that shit the other night, dude. It wasn't like a long name. Mr. Keep It 100, Tarek Higgins.
Right.
Anything else you want to add? The Playboy.
The wife likes the new name.
Artist formerly known as Playboy.
I could have said that, right?
Stripping SpongeBob.
She would have got you, Jay.
Yeah, you'd have died.
Damn, lady. Like, we're purging tonight.
And I mean, I almost slipped up the ear saying my old name, so I was like, oh my God.
You almost did it, didn't you?
I gotta remember.
Here's what I did.
I'm not him anymore.
Here's where I go.
I've been a Playboy for 6 years.
You know,
so it's hard to change.
What if you just use your name?
Tarek Higgins?
That's lame.
Gimmick. Whoa. Your name not lame, bro.
Tarek Higgins?
First of all.
What? You're not a wrestler, dude. You're a comedian.
You want to have somebody. You want to draw people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You want to draw on people.
I'm sorry. There's a vacuum cleaner called Mr. 100.
Oh my God. Look at this pain on his face right now.
You just
told him Santa Claus wasn't real.
Right.
Suck it up.
There you go. That's your tagline. Suck it up.
Suck it up.
But you know, when I got to the comedy game, I was told from the beginning you need to make a character.
Yeah.
Something's gonna draw in the people.
Yes. Yeah.
But he's a gimmick.
And so at first I did try my name. And I was like, this is not gonna work. I need to be different. Yeah. I wanna stand out.
Right.
I gotta, you know.
Yeah.
And there's a certain crowd I'm trying to reach.
Right.
First of all, men do not go to comedy clubs. It's women that go to comedy clubs.
Chicks, right?
Yeah. Yes. They go to comedy clubs. So I said, you know what? I know exactly what to use. Something I know already, something I've been.
Right.
The Playboy.
There you go.
The stripping ain't that different.
Let me ask you again, because people listening are going to want to know, did you have any issues with the name Playboy and the company Playboy? Was there ever any?
No, because it's not the Playboy. It's the.
Yeah, T-H-A. You went all black on us with that shit, right?
Right.
Like that thing.
You changed one letter in the same.
Right.
I got you.
You know, it was that thing you was doing. You know.
That copyright.
Really though?
Yeah, of course.
That was an issue.
The thing is that a lot of people don't know is that when I got my name to the Playboy.
Right.
I got Playboy Company to endorse me.
You did. Really? So you worked it out.
So I have a whole closet.
But you were a little, what's the word? You preemptive. Did you contact them?
Yeah. Anything?
They could have gone the other way. It could have gone the other way, though. They could have said cease and desist.
Hey.
She needs a tattoo now.
Yeah, you do need the bunny tattoo.
You need a tattoo now.
I got one tattoo, and I regret getting it. I will never get another tattoo ever again.
What? It's not SpongeBob, is it?
Man.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no.
Ex-girlfriend of mine.
Squidward.
It's a 100 symbol.
Patrick.
Symbol. Three dashes under it.
That's right. Yeah.
I said never
it's a tattoo
it.
Of Patrick it's on his right butt cheek.
No, it's a tattoo of a woman's name on my chest, which I'm scared to get off, because it hurt when I put it on there.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm team tatted.
Are you tatted up?
I am, man.
Are you?
I am.
The sleeves?
Yeah. You know, I got one sleeve. I got a half a sleeve. My chest is covered. My ribs. My leg. Down by the ankles.
It's addictive.
It is.
Really, Dustin? You got tats?
I do.
You said that with some regret.
I think it's on his butt.
No? What do you got?
You have something on your ass, don't you?
All right, the tramp stamp that I showed you the other day doesn't count,
all right,
okay?
I'm sorry I brought it up.
Look, some things are private, especially when I'm crying, okay?
I'm sorry.
Well, then there's you, Charmy. You're...
You got a lot of shit
going on your wrist here. Your fingers and all that.
How many
tattoos you
got?
What do you got going on?
I don't know.
Are those shrooms?
She didn't even get you. Give me out.
We're
going to
get you.
Is there something like something deep and meaningful on the fingers? What do you got going on? A couple letters?
It's a mess.
Yeah, the lightning.
I actually want to like.
It says mess.
Yeah.
M-E-S-S.
This is my David Bowie bolt right there.
Okay.
But, the hand tattoos are tough because they never turn out the way that you want them to, and they get messed up over time with all the movement of your hands.
Washing dishes and shit.
Yeah, like they just look rough.
Yeah, you lose skin cells every day.
Yeah,
so like,
how long you had those?
These actually aren't even that old, and I got them touched up like a year ago, and they look like this.
How much foundation are we going to need to invest in for the TV show?
I know, right?
We're just going to get you some nylon.
Wear a bunch of band-aids.
We're just going to go long sleeve.
I don't know.
You're going to be a doctor.
Some flesh-colored nylon.
What kind of a rule would that be?
Wait, flesh-colored? That's racist.
That is racist. You bust out the crayon box.
I know.
And just pour hot wax on my face.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
Yeah. Go back too easy. We're going back to Michael Jackson again,
that's
I see.
Right, okay.
Welcome to the Hub Show. This is crazy, man. Oh, Chris is getting more news. What are you looking up now?
This just in.
This just in.
Crayola has ridiculous.
It's nothing.
Oh, Crayola.
Ice cream truck driver or some shit.
After Crayola has renamed the
phone. Can we get endorsed by Crayola? I mean,
they have a factory.
He's passing around that herpes is yes, it is contagious.
What are you reading now? What does it say?
SpongeBob plus Bumblebee equals Playboy.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
Only on the Hub Show.
Only. I don't know what the hell it means.
Can I be the Scooby-Doo and just laugh and say I don't get it?
It just happens.
I don't get it.
I'm still trying to
piece it together. What are you talking about?
I was trying to imagine that mashup.
It just happens to be that at his last show, he was dressed like the vacuum cleaner, Mr.
100. Oh, snap.
Yeah, that's what he
Mr. 100.
Yeah, he was dressed like Mr. 100, the vacuum
cleaner. Yeah, kind of, because the vacuum cleaner is yellow. So, I know. I got to edit this out. No one at home doesn't know what the hell we're talking about.
Can't reference imagery on a podcast.
Let's rewind that back, folks.
Whoa, I shouldn't have swiped and saw that.
You're gonna start dropping Kanye Twitty slides in here.
Exhibit A.
And there is solutions.
You guys are giving me a lot of homework to do with this goddamn editing job. I tell you what.
Seriously. But hey,
I want it tonight.
I got surgery to do on this show, man.
There's a lot of cackling.
Look, everybody. We were talking about I look like a vacuum cleaner.
No, you look like
my last comedy show.
Suck it up.
That's it.
Suck
that's
it.
Your, that's your tagline.
Dude, he's totally going to go
Mr.
Home,
Suck It Up Higgins.
He's going to talk to the
Mr.
wife and be like, you named me after a vacuum.
Terry Hoover.
Terry Hoover.
Terry Hoover.
Terry Hoover.
I could go far.
He's a marketing guy like me. I can see you. Me and Remake. We can have some ideas for you there, Terry. You change your name every 6 months. We'd run it by the wife first.
I'm not changing anymore. This is it. I'm done changing my name.
Kirby.
Mr. Keep It 100. Terry Higgins.
Sexually assaults a woman.
No, right?
Oh,
or Patrick.
Yeah.
Or Patrick.
No. That's actually the other way around. I think I've been assaulted a couple times by women.
Wow.
I've been there.
Yeah.
Were you asking for it, though?
Huh?
Oh, that's a good question.
You were sexually assaulted by a woman, Terry? Yeah.
Did you like
it? I'm strictly joking with that.
No,
that was a joke.
Look at the serious on his face.
I don't agree with that trade of thought.
I don't want people to make the same mistakes I made. No.
Hey, sometimes you wake up in the morning strapped down to the bed, and you don't know what the fuck's going on.
Shit happens.
Shit happens.
Or waking up in a room butt naked and don't know who the hell is next to you.
Yeah, well, that's happened before too. But
I've never had those issues. I just
want to
say I'm a good boy.
So,
it's not like you're in control there, Remy.
Yeah, he doesn't.
I'm a good boy.
Partake in the spirits. Mm-mm. So,
Terry, you need to write a book.
You should be writing a book. You're working on a book about your life.
Taking time.
Is it based on your life?
Yeah. You know how many psychiatrists I've seen in my life?
I can only imagine.
No, I can't even count on my hand and my feet. I can't even count. I've seen a lot.
21. You've seen 21.
Isn't the wife psychiatrist?
I did that math really quick.
Yeah.
She's in that field, right?
I hate it.
Because she picks your brain.
She tries to get away with anything.
She tries to get me off.
She figures you out in a heartbeat.
I'm going to my basement.
Be like, babe.
One of my main pads. Stop.
Be like, babe, stop trying to handle me.
Hey, some history here, though. I know a little bit, Terry. You and your wife have known each other for how long? Like, going back
20 years,
right?
Ooh. Yeah, 20.
So she's got you, dude.
I mean, I'm right there too.
My wife's not a psychiatrist, thank God. She seems like it sometimes.
She was my best friend. She deal with me through all my bullshit. So
I hear you.
At the end of the day,
she understood.
Shout out to you, Mary.
Mary Higgins. Happy marriage.
She
here
changed
we go.
Good for her.
Yeah,
she changed me. I ain't gonna lie, she changed me.
Hey.
She changed.
Once you become a good man, there's always that good woman behind you. So.
No. She was a good woman. She made me into a good man.
That's what right. she's saying. Yeah. She made him exactly into a good
woman. Right. She was a good woman. Right.
She was a good woman, made him into a good woman.
Yep. Yeah, she's right. still
saying. She's slowly. Playboy's gone. Yeah. Now it's SpongeBob. Hi, yeah. Thank you. It's happening.
Now he's domesticated because he's a vacuum.
Creeping in it's there,
just,
dude.
Mr. Hoover.
I'm going to ask her about that, Terry, next time I see Mary. You're doing that guy, man.
I'm surprised you didn't ask me, how did SpongeBob come about? How did you become SpongeBob?
I don't know if we wanted to go there on this show, man.
I didn't even know if that was...
Listen, wait, for the whole world out there to know, Charming, we didn't know anything about SpongeBob until the Comic-Con 3 weeks ago.
Oh, snap.
He's always been Terry the Playboy Higgins to us.
Right.
He comes into Comic-Con with his wife and his son in tow, dressed head to toe in SpongeBob shit. Right. And me
how
and Chris are like,
that?
Chris, you weren't there yet. He don't like it either, man.
He's like, yo, take that off, man.
What's SpongeBob? What's
right.
But no.
Where? I ate the damn pineapple.
He comes up to us at the Comic-Con with SpongeBob hat and shirt and whatnot, and your kid's wearing the SpongeBob stuff, too. I thought, oh, that's cute. They're dressed together. It's Comic-Con, cartoons and animation. But then Mary gives us the scoop. Right. She pulls out her phone and starts showing us pictures of you. You go and do parties, and you do the whole SpongeBob character,
which I would never have guessed.
Given the comedy that he does, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean,
multi-dimensional human beings. Every
I'm proud of you, man.
Yeah.
So Chris and I were thrown the fuck off.
Of course, right? How do you go from Playboy to SpongeBob?
Well, it wasn't expecting it, man.
It doesn't make sense.
Mary shows us pictures of you doing parties, and so I'm like, oh,
okay.
I don't know. Some of us.
I mean,
SpongeBob
that's awesome, though. That's cool.
It caught my attention. I saw the cartoon.
You're definitely very diverse, man.
That's a great show.
And I was like, I know the songs.
Nice
I
variety.
Know the moves.
Because you're a SpongeBob fan.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was great, man. I'm happy you invited me out. I met Lori Allen.
Oh, at the Comic Con. Yeah.
Wait, can you do the voice SpongeBob of, laugh?
Huh?
Can you do SpongeBob? Let's hear it. SpongeBob time.
Oh,
come on,
you catch me on. See, I just had some beer, and I'm
that's
I'm,
perfect. SpongeBob is underwater,
come on,
right?
This is a cross promotion for your
pineapple,
other game.
Who lives in the pineapple, man?
No, not
come on,
I
man.
Believe
I had. Hey, my kids were born 98, 2006, so I got it. I have a box full of SpongeBob DVDs at home. Trust me. Thank you. Dustin can do it. It's not even his job, man. Oh my God. Yeah, Ramit just did a SpongeBob impression away from the microphone.
I don't want to hear that noise come from you ever again.
Oh,
how dirty.
He's like, I got to do it.
Three
but
years,
I can't.
Man. Wait, that was Popeye. I did Popeye.
Richie did a pretty good one.
That was Richie, what? A good what? You did SpongeBob? Do it again. Come on, man. That's pretty good, dude. I actually like. I get a trip off. I trip off of Patrick. That shit was funny, man.
Yeah.
That to me, SpongeBob is like the Looney Tunes of this past era.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as being wacky and stuff like that, it got away with stuff that.
There's a lot of especially in the beginning episodes, a lot of adult humor.
There is,
like Ren and Stimpy.
And rest in peace to Steve Hildenberg. He just died last year, right?
He was awesome.
He was a marine biologist.
Yeah,
turn that shit into that.
Yeah,
I mean,
a lot of people won't like give him credit because he didn't have a license to make the animation.
Really? That's the story?
Actually, I didn't notice. I didn't know until I dated a girl that had a kid, but we were watching Sesame Street, and Sesame Street is geared towards adults sometimes.
Yep. Yeah, no shit.
I didn't even realize that.
But like most children's shows are like that.
Supposed to be, though.
To keep the parents with the children.
You.
Yeah, I watched one that was like a True Blood parody.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It was like, wow.
I'll tell you something, though.
But the kid wouldn't get it, I got it.
The weird world we live in is I grew up on the I grew up on the original Sesame Street. And I grew up as a huge Muppet fan. Jim Henson to me is a genius right up there with George Lucas, the stuff he did. And Sesame Street, I have all the old records and everything. It's kind of vintage collection shit. But they put out the old school volumes 1, 2, and 3, and they have all the pilot episode, everything of Sesame Street. And there's a disclaimer before it that tells you that this program is not suitable for preschoolers. Warn you on this stuff. Ah. And they watch it, and this is the stuff I grew up on.
Right.
I think it turned out all right. I don't know. But and, you know, it is true. It is true, though, because, I mean, back then, the volume was turned up on. It is bad. It's terrible, right? It's not realistic, because Oscar is an asshole.
Yes.
Yeah. He lives in a trash can.
Yes.
And he was more the
you
asshole.
Heard Dave Chappelle. You heard him.
Yeah, but I'm saying, though, you're only 25, though, man. The Sesame Street I grew up on and what you grew up on are different.
Yeah, no.
Like Ernie and Bert. Bert was a fucking asshole, man.
Right.
And they turned the volume up on that stuff.
When I was growing up, Ernie and Bert were gay.
They weren't gay, though.
They are.
But that's urban legend.
That's urban legend.
No, Ernie, but I'm saying that's what I grew up with. Everybody was saying that as to why. No, Street. You can't watch that.
Ernie and Bert are the dynamic of an older brother and younger brother. That's
like
all
the odd
that's
couple.
About, man. Yes, they are a couple. That's the exactly what that's,
oh, wow,
that's
that
the model of.
Kermit the Frog here.
I can do it too, dude. Hey, that was a pickup line for me in high school, man. Yeah. I do a great Kermit the Frog.
Do it.
And we did it during science class in biology when we were fucking dissecting those fuckers.
Nah, man, I just sip tea.
You want to see my Kermit?
You what?
I said, nah, I just sip tea. I'm not good.
I thought you did. You do Mr. T. I was ready to hear that.
I pity the fool.
I pity the fool.
I pity any fool.
Hey, that's pretty good, man.
Not bad.
Wow, and shave a clip a little bit. You almost got the shit going on there,
listen,
dude.
There's a story behind that.
Sometimes
as well,
I wake
man.
Up and looks in the mirror and I want to kiss myself.
Yeah, you know, sometimes. So,
story behind what? Your hair?
Yeah, man. This started out. It wasn't like this. I hated the freaking mohawk. I hated it.
Oh, you had a mohawk?
Yeah, I hated it because at the time I was young, probably around like 14, 15, 16. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about. I'm going to play basketball. My dad's like, no, you can't go or whatever. And it's like, all right, cool. I can't go.
Because it's gay.
No. I mean, if you got a whole bunch of guys bouncing the ball running to a hoop, I mean.
It was a big hole.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. It was
big
not
ball,
a
big hole.
It was just higher.
Who wants to be skins? Skins or shirts?
Yeah, that's the weirdness. Not in the wrestling. But
anyway,
no, but so. This girl, you know, she is my stepsister, but I call her my sister because there's no step, there's no in between. It's either we're related or we're not. That's how I put it. But so she tells my dad that she doesn't know where I am. Thing is, he told her that she's in charge. She said you can go to the game. I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to the game.
Okay.
Come back from the game. She tells my dad didn't know where I was. He's like, oh, since you want to be seen so bad, we'll make you seen.
So there you go.
Cuts a mohawk in my head. I mean, bald on
both
sides.
He wants you to stand out, huh?
Yeah, yeah. And listen, it wasn't just any mohawk.
Put the lightning bolts?
It was the most crooked mohawk.
It was a ramp.
Listen, I was going
to I'm
going to
show
way.
You.
Well, wasn't that
dad right there?
Go ahead.
You know, and it got a lot of attention, and that's just not the attention I wanted. I went through school being called a black sheep and all that.
Because of the group black sheep? Yeah. I was about to bring that up. They had the crooked high top fades back in the day. Wow. Big Daddy Kane had one for a minute
man.
There.
And
then Bobby Brown had one like
I didn't,
that. Yeah.
I didn't get that, though. I didn't get that. So I was just, I went.
Young,
I was
man.
Like,
it's past your time.
I just had both
well, shit,
sides,
dude.
Like a strip this big.
It blows my mind.
Awkward bald.
You start doing the math. You're 25. That means you were born in 93.
Yes, sir. Yes, damn. Sir. I'm 93, baby. That's old, eight. That's 7 from 100. If you do that the right way, 93.
He's back on the 7 again.
7.
Twilight Zone. Here it comes.
You know. So I said I'm gonna be
you and Chris need to hang out one day. Me, Chris and I hung out here
you
by ourselves. We did an episode before
you
the holidays.
You Jordan Peele.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
I'm with it, bro.
Man, we did an episode, me and Chris, by ourselves right here, like before the holidays.
He went on a tangent about all kinds of wild shit, man. I don't know what you were smoking that night, dude.
Well, we were talking about insurance is where we
insurance
started.
And went into actual physics and space and time.
Yeah, I think
I could hold conversation invented, like that all day.
You look like a flat earther.
There you go, man.
I think I invented the I look like a flat earther?
Yeah.
With a big
what
round
does
head.
A flat earther look like?
That is hilarious. Yeah. You look like a flat earther.
Well, I just happened to know a little bit about flat Earth.
Yeah, hey,
what
see,
did I say?
See?
What
did I say?
He's right. This is the conversation piece, though. He does know. Hey, what's the latest from the flat earthers there, Chris?
They're planning a trip.
To the end of the Earth.
Where's the trip?
To Antarctica.
They are?
That's the thing now. Antarctica is a wall of ice or something like that, and that's where the Earth ends.
Yeah, at the end of the Earth all the way around is just a wall like Game of Thrones style.
Yeah.
Just a big wall of ice. Right? And then over top is a dome.
Yeah. We live
in
a dome.
And then there's I guess an invisible rod.
Or a big snow
globe. It comes
down
from the middle that holds the sun and the moon.
Are we in
and they rotate around
Stephen
inside
King
of it.
Story?
No, this is what they believe.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
I know, right?
So who put up the ice wall?
Mr. Flat Earther.
Donald Trump.
Whoever's watching us.
He built his wall.
Trump
already
who's
Trump. Did.
So who do you think is watching?
He thinks it's possible to do again.
Who do you think is watching? And where did this poll come from that we don't see?
And can I strip
Jesus.
On it?
Well, the poll.
Terry, we got you a job, dude.
Well, the poll comes from
in Antarctica.
It sounds pretty interesting.
The poll originates from the apex of the dome, you see. Yeah, and then it just comes straight down.
But I don't see it.
Like the wheels, like the seconds.
This was a TV show, the credits would be running.
Like
the lights would go down. These guys will still be talking.
Like the seconds that tick away on a clock. The moon and the sun go around. The moon actually produces its own light.
So do you believe in this?
Obviously, the moon, you know, gives its own light. That's why it's called moonlight.
Yes, exactly. Exactly, right.
Hey, flat earthers, that light disproves you. Just the way light works in general.
What is the science behind the flat earthers, though, besides that? It's just,
actually,
does it go from one end to
actually,
another?
I'm
what's
be,
the deal?
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not a flat earther. But
I know you're not. But you listen for this information. You're trying to figure out where they're going with it. I want to know, too.
I did actually research it.
What they're talking about.
And what they're talking about. And what I found out is that it's a bunch of, 50-year-old men who never moved out of their mother's basement.
It's kindergarten logic.
I get that. I want to know,
only
though.
I see this
But what is
horizon.
The logic?
They made a website so that they could get attention because they're losers. And then they started actually getting attention. So they had to keep it going.
What is their logic?
They believe there's an end to it.
That's what I'm saying.
No,
flat
we're,
Earth
we are,
means as flat as this table right here. I go from one end to another, and at
believe,
some point it ends.
They believe that we are on broadcast on some alien TV station.
Oh, the Truman Show?
So, and we are an experiment, and we live inside
of
a dome.
I believe we're an experiment.
I mean, I could go on a lot about, you know, where we come from, the spirit, aliens, and all that. But, I see what you're saying, and I feel like a lot of it comes from our founding fathers, you know, of what you're talking about. But that comes from our founding fathers because they only had 6 years of education.
So you're saying that these guys only have 6 years of education that live in their mother's basement?
No, I'm saying what you're talking about came from those men who only had 6 years of education.
There's a lot of perpetuation of things that is just bizarre, and it's all just... it's old folklore that's just been taking us back. It's weird.
Yeah.
So I mean,
one time I stepped on a nail, and my mother told me to take the nail, rub Vaseline on it, and put it above my doorway, and then my foot wouldn't get infected.
What?
That is old folklore.
Did it work?
That sounds like
that's witchcraft, man.
What color candles were you burning at the time?
I tell you what.
She did it, and I don't think my foot got infected.
It worked for her. Did she get tetanus, though?
Was there sage involved? Was there the burning of the sage involved?
No burning of sage.
Nah, but you gotta make sure.
I'm with that.
The spirits can't get in that infection. Can't have that.
Love it.
Well, you know what?
Demon be gone.
This conversation is a lot more interesting than the first half.
Oh, right.
I mean,
this is really deep
shit. I'd love to have you back on, Remy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we can do this all night, right?
I'd love to be here again.
You guys need your own podcast. Your own microphone.
Right.
Hey, I'm with that.
Charming sound. You sound like you're down with this conversation. You like going?
down the
rabbit hole with this guy. Hey, man.
It's always down the rabbit hole here. It's just always.
I mean, we're not going to call it a rabbit hole with this guy.
Oh, sorry, I'll cover my ears.
Well, this doesn't get the tumbleweed title. Not this time.
We need
not, two of those. Not now. Tumbleweed three.
Not yet.
No.
Wait, I heard weed.
I got to spread those out. My treehouse of horror.
I thought
that's
it was
going to
be Violent Gandhi.
Violent Gandhi.
Gandhi.
And your mug is going to be on the cover of this.
I'm with it.
Aggro Gandhi.
They're like, why is he the Violent Gandhi? Because I got knowledge.
We're going to put his face on one of our promo pieces and call him Violent Gandhi.
We need Violent Gandhi, Jairus, me, and
Mr. Keeper 100,
and a vape pen full of
Mr.
DMT.
Hoover.
There we go.
And we're gonna get crazy.
Hoover, right. Oh no!
Nah, not Hoover.
Mr. Hoover.
Oh yeah.
Hoover.
There
guess
you
what?
Go.
I'm gonna wrap this baby
that's
up.
That's how you don't get sued by the vacuum company.
It's been almost 45 minutes of this motherfucker right here. It's been a long night. It's all good though. I great appreciate you guys coming on. All y'all always welcome back. Dustin Gritz. Good luck to you next week, 420. And good luck to you at the lingerie party. You know,
yes,
hey, rock it. You got fun, aren't you?
Wear your best nighty.
Nah, bring some nose.
Your girlfriend trusts you.
Trust me enough to let me go by myself.
She's going to be there, what
she
means, dude.
She's a good woman, yeah. Right?
Derek shakes
like
his head.
What happens if the lingerie party stays at the lingerie party?
Derek's crying over here. I'm happy for you, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Happy for both of these guys.
Yeah, and Terry, thanks for coming back. We'll see you April 26th.
Most definitely.
Over there, O'Connell's. We'll see you.
Most definitely, man.
Good job Friday night again
at
the Moose Knucklehead Tour. That was a good time.
Yeah, loosen up the Moose Knuckle.
Shout out Chris Abels and the rest of y'all. And Ramik Venable.
Thank you.
Great having you on, man. There's too much to talk about, dude. Right? You 25, going on 95. You got all your goddamn stories, dude.
Right.
He never spun on his
head. He is Yoda.
Black Spider-Man over here, and I ain't seen shit.
It's Venom, sir. It's Venom, sir.
Oh,
it's too small to be Venom. What you talking about?
Too small. I'm wearing a jacket.
I guess we gotta recruit him for next year's rappelling event.
Oh. Yeah.
We had Spider-Man.
I'm with it. I'll come out as Blade.
That's fine, dude.
That'd be awesome.
But we ain't kidding. We're talking about 11 stories, pal.
He had a straight.
All right.
Ball.
You down?
I'm with it, man.
Stick with us, man. We'll get you up there next year.
Whatever needs to happen, I'm down, bro.
Oh, look at that.
Well, not anything.
I know, right?
I know. Hey, yeah, special.
Don't worry. I got to celebrate this guy.
All right. Jay Heiss, Chris Canfield, Charmer, Grisetta Dunn, Richie Jones is in the house.
Right.
We just didn't give him a microphone. Sorry, dude. Next time, man.
It wasn't enough to go around.
I know.
He did a great SpongeBob.
All right, the Hub Show. We're out of here. Peace. We're out. Peace.
Yeah. Adios.
You've been listening to the Hub Show with your hosts, Chris Canfield and Jay Heiss.